Okay, you can start whenever you'd like.
Am I live? Are we live?
You are live.
Am I? Okay. All right. You ready? Ready for good energy, good fun podcasting?
Yeah, if something doesn't go your way, maybe don't be all like, oh, this is weird. This doesn't sound good. This is strange. Yeah. Like last time?
Yeah. So just make sure it goes my way and then we'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Cool. All right. Ready? Hello, and welcome to another episode of Sex, Drinks, and Video Games. I am your host, Lucia Zalia, and I am joined here by my co-host, Ryan Lance.
That's me, and I am drinking Irish coffee.
Because it is St. Patrick's Day! Happy St. Paddy's Day!
Yeah, it's the actual day.
It is! We are recording on March 17th.
So. I definitely made this boozy.
It is very boozy. You made some very strong Irish coffees. Yeah,
I did. Here's the thing is it was like,
here we go. Here's the explanation.
You, it was like, you need a shot. And I'm like, but we're only going to
like, but do we really?
But we sort of agreed to only have one Irish coffee. So I was like, we should make it worth it.
That's very true. We did.
Yeah.
And it is very boozy. It's definitely a sipper. That's for sure.
Yeah. So welcome. What? Episode six.
Is this episode six?
Yeah. The Irish episode.
Very racist.
That's exactly what they sound like.
Is that what they sound like?
Yeah. Every okay. Irish person ever across the planet.
Okay. That's fine.
That way they all know who each other are. Then they go, hey,
is that like their secret language?
Yeah. And then the other one nods and he like and tips his hat and he goes, and then they go, oh, and then they just, and they move on. It's like a secret club. It's like the Illuminati.
Why do leprechauns laugh while they run?
Did you say this to me earlier?
Just let me tell the joke. Why do leprechauns laugh while they run?
Why?
Because the grass tickles their balls.
Oh my God. That means they have kind of low-hanging fruit there.
Well, because
they're
leprechauns are little. They're like magical little people. So
I guess. What's it? There was a really dumb joke that I think my mom told me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it was for, it's like St. Patrick's Day related.
Sure.
It's been a very long time.
All right, let's
what's
hear it.
Irish?
Oh no!
Damn it! Hold on!
Oh, you suck!
No! Hold on!
You fucked it up.
It's been 4,000 years. No! What's Irish and stands on your back patio?
What's Irish and stands on your back patio?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Patio furniture.
Wow. And I thought mime was bad.
Look, this is for like children.
Bless your mother's heart. Bless her heart. Oh my goodness. Mm. Patio furniture. You have to say it with.
Sorry,
it doesn't work if you don't say it with the Irish accent.
Sorry.
Patio furniture.
Patio furniture.
Yes. My Irish accent is not good.
Need to work on the Irish.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Oh my.
Fucking. I swear to God, we cannot ever have a fucking moment where we go, okay, it's time. Like, the world is normal. Everything's fine. And we're like, we're going to record a podcast. And then all the animals go, oh, should I explode with noise? That's cool.
Yeah. That's funny. I've had many people be like, oh, I could hear the cat in the background. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's and then losing his mind on the squeaky
squeaking.
Toy.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Apologies. He's a very cute dog, but yeah, chooses the very wrong time to play with his toys.
Yeah.
So he's playing with his ball because he doesn't have any more balls.
Yeah.
He just got neutered.
That's
poor
true.
Guy.
He did get neutered.
Yeah.
It was a lot of weeks of cone.
Yeah, it was rough, poor guy. But he's finally out of it and doing his normal dog stuff.
He's finally back to normal.
Yes. Thank God.
Just running and having a great time now.
Yeah, he's all stoked about it. But he was very festive. I realized when we woke up this morning, I was like, he's got a green collar on. He's always
my God.
Festive.
You know, I always thought that was kind of interesting about, like, you're the whole thing of, like, you know, when you're growing up, you're like, you have to wear green or you're going to get pinched.
Yeah.
I never fucking got this shit.
Well, it's the whole thing of, like, you know, luck of the Irish and you got to wear green and the Emerald Isle.
Here's the thing. I love the color green. It's been one of my favorite colors since I was a small child. But I never, it's sort of like with St. Patrick's Day, it's like, it's the same, I feel like it's the same stupid bullshit as Valentine's Day.
Gotta wear red or pink.
It's just, it's one of those, it's a bullshit throwaway holiday, right? Where we don't, it's not even like we, nobody takes a day off. Nobody, this is one of those holidays, like quote unquote, where people go, oh, you know, I'm a quarter Irish, so I should get smashed.
It's a reason for white people to drink. Same with like Cinco de Mayo.
Because white people need a reason to drink.
We always need a reason to drink.
Dog.
He does not give two fucks. But no, it's a reason for white people to drink in excess and pretend like they're all Irish.
So. Yeah, that's
or embrace their Irish heritage, how little it may be.
This is something super unique to white people and white people alone, is that white people need to create excuses to get fucked up.
To be completely smashed. Absolutely.
Every other culture in the world will be like,
doesn't
it's Tuesday,
like,
I'm fucking doing this. You know,
they're like, it's my cat's quinceañera. Fuck it. Whatever. We're doing shots.
That's the thing, is like, they create occasions to get trashed.
Well, you have to have a reason to tell your coworkers next morning why you're useless at work because you're so fucking hungover. So you're like, oh, well, last night was St. Patty's Day. I went out with the...
That's actually one of the beauties.
Car bombs.
That's one of the beauties of working in the alcohol industry, is that if you show up to work hungover, nobody says a fucking thing because they just expect that. I mean, you're all kind of in the same boat. Everybody that most people that work in that business are all drinkers of some kind, you know? And usually if somebody comes up the next day and's like, ah, man, I went way too hard last night.
It's way more socially acceptable to show up to work hungover, like you said. Yeah, absolutely. Because then it's more of like, oh, well, what were you doing? Oh, you're drinking this?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You pop bottles of what? Oh, shit, you know? It almost becomes like a water cooler discussion.
If you're beer industry specifically, like having some beer while you work is sort of normal.
Yeah. It is like required.
I mean, it's pretty like
to do beer shots.
Even like on the sales side, you come out with a new product or something.
You
it's
have
like
to try
it's
stuff.
Like 10 a.m. and they're like, try the new beer before you go out.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the thing. It's like, you know, at least on the sales side, you have to be able to like talk about the product you're selling. So if you don't know what it tastes like, how are you going to sell it?
No, exactly.
But like being like behind the bar and like front of the house, it's like, it's almost like it's like team building almost a little bit. It's like you're like, hey, we're all gonna do a beer shot right now.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I don't know. Just it's different. It's socially acceptable to drink on the job. So especially when you work for a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever. If anything, your bosses are like, I'm sorry, did you just do a beer shot without me? We're doing another one. You're like, okay, sorry, boss.
Right.
Let's do another round.
Ugh, so here we are, episode 6. We're going to break it down for any newbies that are just joining in.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Forgot that. But I also put my foot down last time, and I was like, no, if they don't know what this podcast is about.
No. You can't be putting your foot down. We have to accept.
The title is self-explanatory.
Yeah, but we're just saying that it's really simple. We start with drinks, we do the sex, and then we do the video games.
And we do the video games.
Yeah. So we start with the drinks. Okay. That's it. Yes. That's all.
And so we're starting with drinks.
Yeah.
And we're both actually double fisting right now, too, which is funny.
Sort of. I
keep going back and forth.
I'm letting the stout sit. Yeah. I was having some stout with dinner.
Yes.
So we went full
Irish.
Stereotype white people today.
Mm-hmm.
We went with corned beef and cabbage for dinner, which was
with
actually
potatoes and carrots was delicious.
Yeah, potatoes and carrots and soda bread.
I attempted to make soda bread. I was not pleased with the results because fuck food blogs, and they don't give you full instructions on how to do shit.
They're like, watch my video. You're like, I don't want to watch
the
video.
They're like, let me tell you the story of how my grandfather came from Ireland with this recipe from his great-grandmother. And I was like, I don't give two fucks about your story. Tell me the recipe.
Food blogs
please.
Are the worst. I love the
Good
ones
God.
Where they just have a button at the beginning that says jump to the recipe.
Yes.
You're like, I don't
want to
read the story.
Yeah. I have a... a friend of mine, and we used to work together, she actually has a food blog, and she has that on hers because, like, she had posted something, and I was like, "Ooh, I'm actually really interested in, like, learning how to make that."
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to her blog for, like, the first time. I usually just kind of, like, follow her stuff, like, on Instagram, and I always like it. But I actually went to her website, and she had a jump to the – and I was like, yep.
I'm That's
like,
awesome.
I was like, that is why I love you.
Yeah.
You're amazing.
That's really great. All right, so
– but, yeah, so we're drinking – some nice Guinness.
So we got the we got the Irish coffees. We got the Irish coffees. Mm-hmm. We've got the Guinness. Okay, you're drinking the Guinness
Nitro
or mm-hmm. the draft or whatever, yeah. Right?
I thought yours was the draft.
No, mine's the extra stout.
Oh, true. Okay, yeah. Mine's the Nitro draft. Yeah.
Nitro draft. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the 16-ounce can, and ooh. Then I bought the extra draft because I or the extra stout because I'm not a big Nitro fan.
Yeah, I like the Nitro. I like that it makes it really like soft and creamy.
I know that's more.
And I don't mind that it's not as carbonated.
I know that's more traditional for like English drinking and like drinking like on. In Ireland.
Well,
you
yeah,
know, yeah,
drinking Guinness.
Yeah, like the traditional way is for them to pour that out of the Nitro and it's all, you know, whatever.
I've heard that Guinness on draft in Ireland tastes fucking amazing.
Apparently it's exceptional.
I've heard it is just so good and that it's like there's like nothing else like it.
No,
and
I would
love to do that.
That
someday.
Sounds really good. I'm not a bit, I like a stout on occasion.
Yeah.
And it's not normally something I go for. So even like Guinness alone, we were talking about this a minute ago, but. I haven't had a Guinness in, I don't know, 4,000 years.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It used to be kind of like a staple beer for me just because it's like one of those, it's a gateway beer basically. And it was always something I kind of like went to because most bars always have it on. And it was just like easy to kind of be like, oh, I'll get that, you know. But what's so funny is that when I was an early beer drinker, as soon as it started to get like quasi warm, I was like, I can't drink any more of it because it started being like, at that time, too, quote-unquote, bitter for me, you know?
Like, it is weird because I think that as a beer drinker, like, I prefer things cold, but I understand the benefits of having them room temp.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Guinness is really delicious at room temperature, but there are definitely certain types of stouts that really benefit from warming. You know, like your bigger kind of barrel-aged beers or your imperial stouts, they taste better at a higher temperature because they just haven't time to kind of open up. Almost like a fine wine where you let it like kind of open and get this beautiful bouquet.
Totally. So. Like if it's a bourbon barrel-aged stout or something like that, I like drinking it when it's first cold, but just taking some sips and then as it warms.
Totally. Then the flavors totally change and they evolve and they become more prominent. And it's really, really cool.
That's something that I caught on to later though. It's like when I first started drinking, I was just like, everything needs to be cold.
Yes.
Everything needs to be this way.
Ice cold.
Like do not want this to warm up at all. And now I understand that, like, I appreciate it a little bit more.
Sure.
Still not my favorite way to drink a beer.
No,
but
I mean, again, when I'm talking about, like, stouts warming, I'm not saying they're, like, literally room temperature where it's lukewarm, like, beer. I'm talking more of, like, it's instead of it being served at, you know, 40 degrees, it's served at 55 degrees. And
right.
So it's still cold, but it's not, like, ice cold. So,
yeah.
But, it's just, it's. I would love to go to Ireland and drink a really fresh Guinness because I know it totally tastes different.
It sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I would love that. That'd be freaking amazing.
Someday if we can ever travel again.
I know. If the Americans are ever allowed to travel again.
We may be closed off from the world.
I know. I think the world hates us. I will say that this Irish coffee is really tasty.
It is nice. It came out, I mean, it was a little strong on the booze at first.
I'm actually, you know what, now that the coffee has kind of cooled a bit, it's not as boozy as it originally was.
It's kind of mellowed. It's funny, like, now that the coffee is cooling, the dynamic of the flavor is changing, and that's
really
interesting.
It totally is. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. We said we were going to make Long Island iced teas last time, and we did not follow through on that, but we did talk about it, so...
Yeah, you're right. We did talk about drinking Long Islands last time, and I was very motivated to do that, but the thing that I was thinking about was I saw a good recipe or a recipe for Irish coffee, and I'm like, I haven't had an Irish coffee in 400 years.
Yeah.
I've had Guinness in 400 years.
Sure.
And I'm like,
it's
I did want to find a different Irish stout than standard Guinness, but nobody like there's Murphy's, but only like specific bottle shops carry that stuff.
Well, and I was hoping to try and find something like local, like, you know, craft beery. And, you know, there's a few spots that we're doing some stuff, like there's a couple breweries down in more of the heart of San Diego that we're doing like draft only. But I would have to have gone there to get a growler fill, and I was just like,
I also wanted real Irish shit.
Yeah, but also no offense to them. I was like, I honestly didn't really feel like driving all the way down there just to go get a growler of like a single beer.
No,
you know,
it
just wasn't
it.
Really worth my time, unfortunately.
No, so. I wanted real Irish stout, and that's the thing is even
the most Guinness
I know they
sold
make,
in America is made here.
It's that's the thing with Guinness, it's made in America. Yeah. So it's
actually a few former Stone co-workers work for a couple Guinness breweries here in America. It's kind of fun.
Congratulations to them.
I know, it's kind of cool actually.
But yeah, that's the thing is it's hard to find, just like
I know
Irish
it
stout. It's just not a common place thing.
Didn't you look for Murphy's?
I did, but I just not in the places where I was. And I wasn't really willing to travel the entirety of San Diego to find
something. We were looking for convenience.
I didn't have a lot of time to I was trying to put some other stuff together like dinner and things, so I didn't get around to the
also corned beef hunt. Is super cheap.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We found some very cheap corned beef and I'm like worried if it's gonna grow me like a third leg or something.
It might.
Yeah.
It might just be full of hormones
but
and weird stuff.
It was
radiation,
tasty though, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. It was tasty. We let it sit in the slow cooker for over 10 hours.
Yeah, that was all you. I didn't do any of that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I
but
was
I just
at work.
I just meant that was nice though. It was good.
It fell apart. It was like it was like nothing.
Very very
so
tasty.
Good.
We were talking about the toughness of brisket and like why it essentially no matter how you make it, it always has to be a slow and low kind of thing.
It does.
If
it
you
has
want the
to.
Best results, then you really can't do it any other way.
Yeah, most of the corned beef and cabbage I've had has mostly been like restaurant style stuff, and it's mostly like tough, and the cabbage is bland and gross.
You can get like the thing is, you don't have to do obviously a 10-hour slow cooked thing.
I think you need to. Honestly.
You can do a pressure cooker in less time, and it still can come out very tender. It's just you gotta, you know.
But the whole thing with like, you know, slow cook is it like you just set it and forget it, basically.
That is the loveliness of any type of slow, like a crock pot, whatever the hell.
Slow and low.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It came out so sexy.
And it was very, very good.
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Do you have any other, I would say, do you like the quote unquote Irish car bomb?
You know, I am going to admit something. I've never actually had an Irish car bomb.
Okay, well, here's the real...
I've never had one.
Here's the follow-up question, then. Are you a pretty good chugger?
I can be.
Uh-huh.
It just really depends.
Okay.
But I can be, yes.
I don't know. That seems too wishy-washy.
It is.
Are you a chugger or are you not? Can you chug a
yes.
beer or can you not chug a beer?
I can. It also depends. It just depends. It depends on how much I've had to drink prior, how much I've had to eat that day. It's a lot. There's a lot of factors that go into whether or not
I can
chug a beer.
You open up your throat and just pound a beer, or is it one of those like I'm a slow drinker? Because I will tell you right now, as much as I've drank over the years, I'm not great at the chugging part.
Mm.
I could do a beer bong. I've done beer bongs.
I've never done
long
that.
Long ago.
I've never done that.
Haven't done one in a very long time.
Did not go to enough parties in college, apparently.
Done beer bongs, cake stands, all that good
never
stuff.
Never done any of that.
But
wow, I'm boring. So lame.
But I've never been great at just like grabbing a glass of
and
beer or
going.
Grabbing a can and just pounding that.
Dude.
And so not only am I not a huge fan of the Irish car bomb, but I also not great at chugging.
Right.
And the thing about if you're unfamiliar, when you throw the Baileys and the shot into the beer, the Baileys, if it's not drank quick enough, it curdles. But
it coagulates, yeah.
So
have you ever had a cement mixer?
I don't know. I have not, no.
Mm.
But anyways.
It's Baileys and lemon juice, and then you put it in your mouth and you like swish it around and
you
drink
don't.
It.
That's horrible.
That's what the cement mixer
is. Who the fuck would do that? Why?
It's a joke shop. Basically.
It's not funny.
I'm not laughing. It's basically you give that to your
I'm
friend that you don't like.
Okay. Your friends that you don't like.
The one friend in your group that you don't really like
your friend,
very much. It's usually probably Shane, honestly, for you.
Your friends are just enemies you haven't killed yet.
And there's that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that you keep your enemies closer.
Right,
your
right.
friends, whatever. However that saying goes, your friends far away and your enemies close.
You keep the friends
up
near
your
the stuff.
I don't know.
And you put the other things in the different drawers.
They know what I mean, okay? they know what I mean.
Sure they do.
Yeah. Read my mind.
Anyway, what was I? You derailed.
Sorry.
You totally derailed me.
This is my usual thing.
You are the derailer.
Irish car bombs, the Bailey's curdle.
So, yeah, the... The Bailey's curdles. And the thing for me is that I don't feel like I personally drink them fast enough
right.
to a point where it's all, it just, also, I'm not a big sugary sweet fan, so I don't like a lot of sweetness, and Bailey's is too sweet for me. I'm not a big Bailey's fan. I don't like all the sugar. It's just not something that, I'm just not a fan.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I mean... I don't know. I've never tried really, so I can't say that I'm not. I mean, I chug like beer shots, but I don't like.
That's not the same.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not the same thing.
I mean, I'm talking about you're kind of going with that large amount of liquid.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do a full
like
pint.
The pint you're holding right now. Would you just pound that? You know, especially a stout too. That's
The thing is like they're yeah, it's just hard. I don't know.
People all over America are pounding like really like heavy stouts. Just to. The funny thing of here, this is the other thing I find humorous about this, the car bomb, is it's Bailey's doesn't have a shit ton of alcohol.
No.
And neither does Guinness.
No.
Guinness is pretty low ABV.
It's like and a half percent.
3 to 4. Yeah. I'd have to check the bottle. Yeah. It's low. And people are trying to get fucked up on two low ABV things by pound. I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
America, you confuse me.
They're what we call lightweight, and you know, everyone has a place in the world, and that's their place in the world.
Like Irish coffee, I understand.
Get fucked up on $5 pints of Guinness.
Irish coffee, I get. You've mixed.
This is like
fucking
legit
booze.
I feel this already a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little warm. Like I might need to take my
booze.
Top off. Actually,
oh shit,
fuck.
It's gonna get sexy.
It's gonna get sexy early tonight. What's up?
That's the thing is like I understand you get a little bit of coffee, you get the shot of the booze, you get a little bit of so this isn't a traditional recipe. It is
we made it healthy.
Well, we didn't make it healthy.
Sure.
I don't really like whipped cream.
Right.
I'm not a big whipped cream fan.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you watched the.
We've talked about the whole sex and food thing. You're not big on the whipped cream.
No,
on
no.
The body.
What
the,
I mean is the British baking show.
Yeah.
Or the British Bake Off or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
like what's one of the old ladies? She looks like one of, like the Lady Prue or whatever.
Oh, looks your
like,
Aunt Audrey.
Looks like my Aunt Audrey. She
Prue, yes.
Prue, she's like, is it worth the calories?
Yes.
And I don't think that whipped cream is worth the fucking
to
calories.
To you, it's not worth it. Yeah,
not at all, because it's just not that good.
Yeah. Unless you're using like low fat Cool Whip, then it's different. So then it has like no calories in it. It's, like,
but why have
calories.
It? I just don't understand.
It's
like,
just frou frou on top and you know, I don't know, adds like a texture and stuff. So
right. So whipped cream is bullshit. Cool Whip is bullshit.
It's whipped bullshit.
It is whipped bullshit. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So we nixed the whipped cream on the Irish coffee.
Right. So yeah,
and we added
two different things. So one, we use decaf coffee because Lucia is she can't go nigh-nigh if she has.
Okay. You know what? Hold on. Time out. I'm gonna correct something really quickly here.
Okay.
So I have been sleeping like absolute garbage the last like maybe week and a half or so. So I do not need more of an excuse not to fucking sleep. Okay.
Here's the thing about you and this whole sleeping thing is you can sleep when you're dead. Well, okay,
you I have your like whole sleeping.
You have your whole death to sleep. Everybody's always trying to make me go to bed. I just want to stay up and watch the world turn because I got a lot of life to live.
No, you have little life to live. I know. So
I'm in the middle of dying. So if you would just let me do what I want, but you're always like, it's midnight. It's time to go to bed and knit a puzzle and smoke the milk. And you're like, what the fuck?
Smoke the milk
and knit a puzzle. Yeah.
I missed that part, but I picked up the smoke the milk part. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I just been sleeping like total garbage lately, and so like I just didn't need an excuse to not sleep.
I get that, but also,
and I've just a lot of shit going on at work right
just
now.
Also,
and
you know,
just,
you always,
you know,
yeah,
sleep. I want to be focused and like ready and like, you know, on my A game because, you know, it's expected, and that's my
some
thing.
People.
That's what I do.
Some people are like they are madly in love with sleeping.
I love sleeping.
I sleep.
It's so good. If I could like just like hang out in bed and like
no.
nap all day.
I sleep because I have no choice. If I could stay up nonstop, I probably would.
Yeah.
I used to
do that, and then I was not feeling well.
Well, here's
so.
The thing is I don't have, well, you're not supposed to do that. I don't have insomnia or anything. I just feel like I can get shit done. Like if I just stayed up, I would just do stuff.
And by getting shit done, you mean watching all of the things.
I have
That's
to. That's
not the same as getting shit done.
Here's the thing.
Is you're watching stuff.
I have I have a need.
To consume media.
To consume things. I would read, eat, sleep, drink, everything. Like it all. Like give me all the shows. Give me all the stuff. I would consume it all and I would have all the time to do it.
Don't you give me that look.
The coffee's warming you up, huh?
I am very warm right now. The rotisserie is working overtime.
You can't
right now.
Just say that out of the blue. Nobody knows what you're saying. You can't say rotisserie.
Okay, ladies, my ladies that are listening.
All right, ladies.
You will understand this. The rotisserie is the under boob warm area. And that's what I've got a whole lot of things going on. Because you know how it gets so warm? You get like roast chickens.
We decided
underneath the tits.
You have to explain the context
here.
That's
what I'm saying. It's warm enough to roast chickens.
But that's what we've talked about.
And I'm explaining it. You are not giving me the opportunity. You need to shush. I was speaking to the ladies of the audience.
All right, ladies, listen about your hot under boob.
I did. The under boob gets warm. It's warm enough to roast chickens. I can't even say the word correctly. Rotisserie is where you roast chickens. This is the rotisserie. So, because it's under your,
I like
it's
it.
Under your tits, so it's the rotisserie.
The Kenny Rogers rotisserie.
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, he opened a whole like line of chicken restaurants.
Did he really?
You didn't know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing.
Did he know when to hold them, know when to fold them, and know when to walk away?
Wow. Okay. Well, I didn't think you're gonna get copyright infringement right now, but okay.
I didn't sing it. I just said some words. They can't get me for saying words.
Hold on. We hit a milestone here.
What's that?
I finished the coffee. I'm onto the Guinness Stout.
Oh,
now.
I'm about. Hold on.
Are you gonna just pound that right now? What the hell?
All right, we're good now.
Wow.
We're even.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
I finished one.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
No, I finished one. You finished one. So
mm-hmm,
now we're
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm. Okay. Sorry, we got a little off topic there.
We did. What were we talking about?
I literally
roasting chickens under your tits.
What are we talking about? We were talking about drinks and Irish coffees, and the Irish coffee is making me really warm right now.
I know you're getting a little
I'm
too hot.
I'm getting a little.
When we take our drink break,
yes.
you can modify your clothing.
I'm gonna, because then we'll get into the sexy section.
Right. That's why that'd be great for you to take your top off at that time.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. So. Yeah, I'll just take my top off and I'm going to do this podcast topless.
I think I was originally going to aim for another question related to this, but I have two things.
Okay.
I have two things.
Hit me.
Do you have any other Irish drinks, quote unquote, Irish, like stereotypical Irish drinks that you like? Anything else that falls within this holiday?
Oh, you're talking about like green beer and stuff like that?
No, fuck that. That green beer's stupid.
Oh my God. So... speaking of green beer, this is not an intentional segue, but I saw someone do that at work today.
Wow. And they got fired immediately?
No. Not somebody that worked for us. One of a guest was
put green dye in your beer?
Yeah. I walked by and he had half a beer and it was green. And I was like, what the fuck? So he turned his own beer green.
That's blasphemy.
And I had someone ask me if we were doing any green beer today. And I was like, no. Just normal beer.
That's fucking crazy.
I was like, ugh.
Why would you put food dye in your beer?
It tastes awful.
So he could take a picture, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Honest, I don't even know, to be honest. But I was like so like kind of taken aback by that. I was
my God.
All right.
Everybody's got an Instagram.
But I don't know. Any like Irish
You know what another
drinks?
I know this is made
it's
by
Irish
it's made by the Guinness company.
Yeah.
But Smittix is pretty tasty.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
True.
It's pretty good beer. I used to drink Harp Lager back
yes.
in the day.
Yeah, Harp Lager is actually pretty tasty too.
All,
I kind of forgot about that.
The Guinness family.
I've kind of fallen so far away from that kind of stuff that I've like forgot that those are like beers.
Yeah, it's not really. They haven't been on my radar for a long time, but I remember back in the day, or right around this time of year. Harp used to be ridiculously cheap.
Yeah.
It was so, I mean, you get a 12 pack for under $10.
Uh-huh.
And that was really worth it.
Yeah.
Because the beer was fine, super drinkable. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you get a couple 12 packs and just have a great time.
I will say I have had a couple of like Irish ciders that
were
pretty good. I couldn't tell you the names of them, but I have had a couple that I thought were pretty good. They're very English style, which is totally up my alley because they're not sweet and sugary.
Are they are they from Ireland or Irish style?
No, like from Ireland, like ciders that were made in Ireland.
They were made in the British Isles.
But yeah, it's very similar to like a British like dry cider, basically.
Okay.
But a good Irish red is always nice too. Isn't that what Smittix is?
Smittix, I believe. Yes,
I think
it's
an Irish red.
It might be. Is it? God, it's been so long. I don't even know what the beer actually categorizes.
Yeah.
I have to look it up now.
I think
I think you're right.
I feel like I just like said the same thing that you just said. So
I think you're right. That's what I was sort of reaffirming that whole thing.
And that's
thing.
A style that you don't see. Reds in general are styles you don't really see, which kind of bums me out. Like a traditional red ale.
Yeah.
You know, not like a hoppy red or an I'm like, you know, amber.
If there's anybody
like,
in the audience that's currently saying, what about Killian's Irish Red? That is made by the Coors Brewery.
It sure is. It is American.
Please don't be confused.
Yeah. It is an American made product.
I remember when I found that out because I went to the Coors Brewery.
Yeah.
And you take the tour.
Yeah.
And it's the best version of Coors Light you'll ever drink in your life.
Oh, it's the most delicious shit
ever. For some reason, it tastes good there.
Oh,
and
my God.
Then
it is so good.
You get to the end
fresh.
Of the, you get to the end of the tour, and then
you
you're in
drink.
The bar,
yeah.
And they give you more beer.
Yeah.
And they had on tap Blue Moon
yep.
and Killian's Irish Red, and I'm like, what the fuck?
They're like, wait, they make that here, too. Oh, and then I never knew Keystone was made by Coors, too.
I think there were some acquisitions.
Yeah,
that's the
until
thing.
Until I went to Golden, Colorado, and went to the Coors Brewery, and they were canning Keystone when I was there the very first time I ever went. They were canning Keystone, and I was like, wait, Keystone's the Coors? Because I already knew the Blue Moon was.
Right.
So I already knew that, and I knew about Killian's as well. But Keystone, I was like, I mean, this is also a long time. This was like 11 years ago.
Yeah, God.
But I was like, holy shit, what?
I think the first time I went to the Coors Brewery was probably like 15, 18 years ago.
Yeah, I went when I was living in Colorado for the I think, did I go there when I was living there or when I was, maybe it was after I'd already moved back and I was visiting. But either way, it was about 10 or 11 years ago when I went for the first time.
Trips me out to think it was that long ago, but yeah.
Yeah. And then last time I was there, I actually got to go do like a smaller like private tour.
Okay.
And we actually wear like, you know, PPE and like vests and stuff. So we actually got to see where they like do all their own malt. They do all the malting like there.
Sure.
Like, at
it's a
brewery.
Massive brewery.
It was so cool because I've actually never seen that process like in person.
Right.
You know, I know of it, but I've never seen it. So it was actually really cool to do like the smaller private tour. So if you ever have an opportunity and you're there and you get to go to the Coors Brewery, like the private tour is totally worth it. It is far more in depth than it's awesome.
There's something really special about seeing a small craft brewery and seeing how they do what they do and just kind of seeing this like small production happening.
Sure,
it's
absolutely.
Really kind of cool to be like walking among the tanks and just seeing like the low production that it is, you know, or the like low tech, you know.
Sure.
And then there's something else that's really special about going to like a mega brewery and just seeing how vast and massive that production is.
Right.
And seeing how, again, a lot of it comes down to like pushing buttons and having automation and stuff like that.
But
the sheer
volume of things is enough to just
it's still kind of incredible
breathless.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, like, you know, for a long time, I was always very interested in like, you know, if you go to other breweries, people are like, oh, you work for a brewery, and you start talking and they're like, oh, you want to come like see the back? And you're like, yeah, sure. And you know, I had friends of mine be like, ugh, you know, you've seen one brewery, you've seen it all. And I was like, but not really. Everybody has a different setup. And I was always interested to see how other breweries were set up and how everything looked like. And, you know, when I was working for Stone, every once in a while, I'd be walking through, you know, the back of the house production side, and I would stop and just kind of like look up and just look at these giant fermenters that held, you know, four batches of 250 barrel, like, I mean, times four. That was just like, you look at that and there's like, in your lifetime, you could never drink enough beer.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, it would like blow my mind sometimes. I'd be like, fuck, this is so huge.
Something really cool about it.
There's there really is.
It's really neat.
And just to think that like somebody's making that.
I think that I used to kind of have a very strong mentality towards promoting the small independent and being like, these guys are the only ones making anything worth trying. And like, I used to be kind of very one-sided about it. But over the years, my kind of feelings towards the beer industry has changed a lot, mainly because I've been in and out of it and everything. Yeah. But I feel like I've come to more of those terms of like, all beer has purpose and it all at different times and for different situations. Yeah. So like, there's a reason why Coors is so popular.
Yeah.
There's a reason why Budweiser is so popular. Mm-hmm. Not only are they extremely old, but I mean, they, you know, there's just a time and a place for that kind of beer, you know, or like the, you know, Mexican lagers or, like there's like a thing that like, or, you know, Japanese lagers or something like, it's kind of like these, there's these like, oh, I love to have this beer with this food, with this thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you kind of come down to going, all of this has importance. It's just dependent on what you want to like, how you want to go about it.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I think we apply a negative mentality to big beer because.
Mm. Well, big beer is also trying to buy out the small guys. And
I'm not talking about the politics.
Yeah.
Of it,
well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, there is this mentality of kind of like boo big beer because they are trying to squash out the little guys.
Yeah.
And they're trying to kind of,
because that infringes on their sales.
Totally.
Space.
You know,
totally
it
understand
totally
that.
Takes up their market share and their shelf space, and everything else. So in that aspect, it's like, no, like down with big beer, but also big beer kind of has, like you said, it has a time and a place. Like, you know, my work recently acquired a new account with this like chain of sushi restaurants, basically a chain. I say chain, but it's, they have a several locations.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's a
you
chain.
Know, yeah. And so they're like, oh yeah, we're going to have fresh, you know, yada, yada, yada on tap. And I was like, yeah, that's great. But I really want ice cold pitchers of Sapporo.
Sure.
And the guy kind of like looked at me. He's like, oh, you don't want fresh blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, it's great. And I'm so stoked that we're going to be on there because it'd be awesome to see it. But also, I want to sit at your bar. I want to order sushi and I want to drink pitchers of Sapporo.
Yeah. If
Sorry,
I don't get
I
a
just
massive
really
amount of Sapporo in my face.
Because also it's draft Sapporo there where a lot of places only serve like big bottles. And I'm like, no. I want draft Sapporo in an ice cold pint glass.
Yeah.
And sushi fed into my face. That's all I want.
I think I always say the name wrong. What is it? Asahi? Asahi? Asahi?
Asahi?
Asahi?
That's how I've always said it. Asahi.
I don't know. Fuck up the name probably. But I love that beer too.
Yeah, Asahi's
that's
really
a,
good.
That was a great one. Mm-hmm. And I love drinking the shit out of that. I used to get those like humongous cans of it. And just yeah, there's something special about all that beer. Beyond the politics of like, you know, people's taking a market share and things like that.
Right.
I think that like, yeah, I've come to terms over so much time that I go, oh yeah, this beer matters to me now.
Right.
And this beer matters to me when I'm doing this or this, you know, that, and I think that that's it. So I found like, I feel like I feel like more inclusive on beer in general.
Right.
I also feel like I drink less beer than I ever have. You know, I used to drink so much beer. Like I was beer, and very little. I would be like sometimes whiskey, sometimes gin, sometimes. And now I'm
I feel like this last year has changed everything a little bit because now it's like
not even this last year. I've just been drinking less beer just in general over the last, I would say 5-6 years. My beer consumption has just gone down, you know, progressively, you know. And it's, again, it's like sometimes I go to the store and I'm like, what do I want? And I go, I don't even know if I want beer. Like, I don't know if I'm going to buy that. I've actually been, you know, exploring a little bit and trying some of the hard seltzers and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm on a mission to find. So I don't know. I don't remember if we talked about this, on the podcast, but I found a brand called Nude that was sugar free, and it tasted like an infusion of like a heart, like a regular seltzer that you would get.
It tastes like a normal like hard
lime infusion, or regular, lemon or whatever. Yeah.
Flavored seltzer is what I'm saying.
Flavored seltzer, but without the sugar and without any bullshit in it.
Right.
And Nude was that way.
Those were pretty good, actually. I liked those.
Really tasty. I liked them a lot. They're from Canada, and they're not readily available out here, except for some stores carry them. Costco had it for a minute, and then it was gone.
Yeah.
And now I was looking for an alternative for that, but a lot of them have sugar, or a lot of them have secret sugar in them.
Yeah.
I bought a brand, I can't remember the name of it now, but it said that there was no sugar, and then after I brought it home, it was like, we use cold filtered corn syrup. And I'm like, that's fucking sugar. Yeah. Like, I was like, that's sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not sugar, but it's sugar.
Yeah.
And
it's named different.
I was a little annoyed. It wasn't super sweet. It wasn't over the top, but still, I was looking for something that's just like that weird flavor infusion without it being, you know,
right,
sugar.
And a lot of the hard seltzers tend to be very vitamin-y.
Yeah, they have that weird, like, that Flintstone vitamin element.
They remind me of my childhood, which is not the best.
It's
thing,
not even, it's just, I don't like that. I don't want to drink chalk. Like, I don't want chalkiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's something. Well, anyways, that's a sort of a story for another time.
Although I will say that one hard seltzer that I drank, I think it was like our very first episode, which was the Things for Your Head, like, series, I think from Brewery West. That
I don't even remember.
Was good. It was definitely more sweet and very fruity, but that shit was delicious.
Wait, was it mango or something?
Yes.
Oh,
and it had
okay.
a two-headed cat on the can.
I do remember that now.
Oh,
yeah.
So good. That shit is so good. It is definitely on the sweeter side. It has like mango puree in it probably, but so fucking good. That was so good. I might need to buy more of that, actually.
All right. Last but not least, here's the thing. I am now out of beer.
Okay. I'm almost out of Irish coffee. Okay.
I'm going to need a refill. Uh-huh. But one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer, out of all whiskey, Irish whiskey or bourbon?
Oh, bourbon, hands down.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, is that even a question?
Yeah.
No, definitely bourbon. It has to be bourbon.
Some people I've known are like hard
Irish whiskey
drinkers.
Yeah. I mean,
you're like Bushmills or Jameson or whatever the fuck,
it's
you know.
Fine, it's, but I'm not like, oh, it has to be. Not. I mean, if I'm gonna choose, if you're gonna give me an option like that, I'm always gonna be like, yeah, it's bourbon.
You give me bourbon, and yeah,
it's bourbon. Leave me alone.
But we did use Irish whiskey.
We did
for the Irish coffee. Because
you gotta, you know, if you're gonna do it, you may as well do it right.
Here's the thing: we have a high.
Or don't do it at all.
We have a nice bourbon in the house, but that's not like something that we use to mix. We bought the Irish whiskey as like a good mixing whiskey.
Yeah, which is totally fine.
Honestly, and it's pretty smooth. It came from Costco, actually. Yeah. It was like the Kirkland brand Irish whiskey.
So it's probably actually really good shit.
But it's not bad. I've had the Kirkland bourbon, and that is garbage. I don't
like
it. I do not like it.
Okay.
Thought it was way harsh and just not very good.
How funny.
Yeah.
The Trader Joe's branded like whiskey, like bourbon, is actually Buffalo Trace. And that shit's really
good. A lot of
those
parent companies like make that stuff under the private label or whatever. Which,
well, that's like the Kirkland vodka is Grey Goose.
Yeah, so. And that's the thing is the Kirkland bourbon's probably made by like Bullet or something. But whatever brand, whatever like
Bullet's pretty good though.
That's the thing is whatever, maybe it could have been the batch I got or something.
True.
But it just was way harsh and it wasn't very good.
Maybe
and
it
I didn't
curate it incorrectly.
Didn't really enjoy it. Yeah. And anyways. It's not really the point, but yeah, I was just curious. Irish whiskey or bourbon?
Bourbon,
I'm
hands
a hard
down.
Bourbon person.
Bourbon, but always bourbon.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
So
we
let's
break
get
for more beverages.
Let's gonna, yeah, we'll break. You
and
can,
I'm gonna take my top off.
You're gonna take your top off and get
I'm
killed by
hot.
Greg Kinnear, and yeah, and then we're gonna get more drinks.
I don't even know what that was from. Now you've said it twice, and I'm like, wait, well, I remember watching it, but also I don't know.
It's fine. Don't worry about
okay.
it. Okay. We'll be back.
I'm gonna go take my top off.
All right. Yeah, we are back.
All right.
Before you get to fucking complain about anything else in the world,
holy,
we're gonna go right into this. We are entering the sexy section. We're getting super sexy, and we're gonna read this.
I didn't even get to talk about how I took my top off.
You did take your top off.
I know, but I didn't get to talk about it.
You want
to
talk about it?
I don't know. I took my top off. I
wow.
already talked about it.
Wow, details.
Well, it's not as good as my topless puzzle making and coffee drinking.
Nobody knows what that is.
I know, but I wanted to do
Cool. She just randomly mentioned something that has no context at all, and then we're the audience.
I know, it's amazing.
Okay.
But I wanted to do, I don't know, should that...
No, save the idea.
Okay.
Save the concept. Don't give it away. Don't give it away. You already kind of gave it away.
But you might need to look for an OnlyFans or something, maybe.
Jesus Christ. All right. We're going to do this stupid article real quick, but we're not going to read the details.
Okay.
We're just going to go over the one. This is a 13 people. It's not that long of a list like last
time. So what's your list? Now that we're in our sex section.
This stupid thing is from this website called bustle.com, which I'm not familiar with.
Okay. I know what Bustle is.
Okay.
Yeah.
It says, here's who you'll hook up with on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Okay. And we're just going to read the titles. That's it.
Okay.
So number one. The person who's been drinking since 10 a.m. and is super proud of it.
Oh, hell yes. I have seen many of those before.
Okay. All right. Here we go. The one whose pickup line is, kiss me, I'm Irish.
Oh, gross. I've never met one of those.
All right. How about the person wearing the funny shirt?
Okay.
You know, a lot of people wear like jokey,
those funny shirts.
St. Patrick's Day shirts. Or,
hey, does your friend use that line? Hey, kiss me, I'm Irish.
One time.
Did he really?
No.
Oh.
No, one.
I was like, shut
up. There's a buddy of mine that we call Irish. Yes. And one time we were at
He's
a park.
He's not Irish, though, which is really, really
No, he
weird.
Has a lot of Irish in his family, on, especially on his mom's side.
I was clearly kidding.
Okay.
It would have been funny if he was black.
I mean, you could be black Irish.
That's what I'm saying. But it would have been funny. You're like, I'm Irish. And it's like, what? Okay.
Okay. Anyways. He has a lot of Irish on his mom's side. But anyway, so he's not like, he's one of those guys like, I'm way more Irish than I actually am, you know?
Right.
And he's like really trying to.
He's really like trying to put
like
it out there.
He's like out
the
back
universe.
Digging for potatoes and stuff.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Anyways, so we're at a party. It was at my house.
Uh-huh.
And he was with this girl that he was trying to woo.
Mm-hmm.
And normally there's this like little guy code thing.
Sure.
That's like, it would be my wingman.
Yeah, you're like.
Yeah, my friends, we don't roll like that.
Of course
we're
not,
because
like, you're all assholes
we're
to
like,
each
sabotage!
Other.
Sabotage!
Because you're all assholes. That's why. You all really hate each other.
We don't.
And you don't want each other to be happy.
We just love fucking with each other. That's really what it
you
is.
You don't want happiness for one another.
We're all
and
happy
that's
for each
awful.
Other.
Pretty
awful. Mm. Also, all my friends can fucking die in a fire. I wouldn't
assholes.
Care at all.
You're all assholes. Good Lord.
Yeah, fuck them all. No.
Wow.
So he's with this girl. He's kind of, he's you know, already kind of in anyways. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's not like
he's like chatting her up. He's like really trying to seal the
no,
deal.
No, he brought her. Like they knew each other.
Oh, okay. So
they
it's were, not like he randomly met
he
her
just
at a party.
No, he just hadn't locked it in completely
oh, I
yet.
See.
So
okay.
He was already kind of like trying to put the moves on.
All right.
And I was like, I'm going to make this
you're
better.
Like, you're like, yeah. I'm going to fuck this up for him.
And it wasn't even that bad, but I was just, she was a nice girl, but maybe not the sharpest tool, you know? And she, I was like, hey, do you like, we're just standing there just very nonchalant. Yeah. I was like, do you have any Irish in you? Like, you know, some random.
No.
And then she was like, what? And I'm like, yeah, do you have any Irish in you? And she was like, no, I don't think so. I was like, well, do you want some? Because I was like, we got this right here.
Oh
like
it, my just God. Be, and, you fucking did not.
And then he looked at me. He's like, God damn it. And
he's
I'm like,
because like,
we can give you an injection right now. Yeah.
No, you just told her.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
And then I left. Then I walked away.
Oh my God.
I was drinking. I'm not responsible for myself when I'm drinking.
And no, you're not responsible for yourself when you're sober.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, all right, we're moving on. So we're on number four now. The next person you'd probably hook up with at the bar would be the charming hot mess.
The charming hot mess.
Yes.
Okay, I know a few of those.
Okay.
So, yeah. Mm. I could see that for sure.
Okay. I do want to state that I grabbed another Guinness, but I gave it a little splasheroo of the Irish whiskey.
Ooh. How is it?
It tastes like beer with a little bit of whiskey.
Okay. Yeah. I have a ginger whiskey
I think they quote unquote would call that like something like a Boilermaker.
Uh-huh.
But
I have a whiskey ginger.
I didn't go
with
full amount here. I just did a little splash, you know.
A little bit of a tink.
It was like a half shot.
Like a whisper of Irish whiskey.
It was
whiskey.
A half of a shot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know what this is. Oh, okay. I guess there's some people that get like all done up for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah.
This one would be number five would be the face painter.
Oh, with the...
Like somebody that gets all like, paints the face up, gets the whole, like wearing all the green.
The whole garb.
Almost like they just came from the...
Like Mardi Gras or something.
They just came from the football game or whatever.
I gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Number six, the person whose family is actually from Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's frightening. There's a picture of Conan O'Brien on there. I don't like that.
Oh, God.
The person who says that everyone is Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Ugh.
All right.
That's like the same thing of like, everyone gets a trophy because you're all special. Like, no, fuck you. You're not special. Not everybody is Irish on fucking St. Patrick's
Day. Also, this
day
is so stupid.
It's fucking dumb.
All right. The person who hates this day so much.
That's you.
Did somebody be hooking up with me? I guess I'm number eight.
Yeah, you are number eight.
I'm number eight. It shows a picture of Jim Carrey's The Grinch. Hate, 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 hate.
You hate everything.
I don't hate everything.
Mm.
I'm just picky. All right. The snobby know-it-all.
Oh.
I guess you're number nine.
Excuse you. I am not snobby. I am a know-it-all, but I'm not snobby.
Just kidding. Okay. Have you ever hooked up with a bartender?
Do you know who you're talking to? Because, yes, I absolutely have.
No, I meant like you go to a regular, you're going to your regular bar.
Uh-huh.
Or you're going to a bar and you've gone home with the bartender not knowing this person.
Oh. No. No.
You have no prior history.
No. I've hooked up with people that I knew who were bartenders.
That's different.
Of places that I went to.
So this is, you're hooking up with the bartender who wishes they'd called in sick.
Yeah.
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 All right. Here we go. Number 11, the frat bro who takes today just as seriously as SantaCon.
Did SantaCon? What's
SantaCon? I guess it's a con with a bunch of people dressed up like Santas.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Everything's a thing.
Also, I called it. I said that I'm like, the frat boy is going to be on that list.
Oh, yeah.
I totally called it.
Yep. All right. Here we go. Number 12, your soulmate.
Oh, shit.
That's who you're meeting.
All right.
Okay.
That could happen.
And then finally, last but not least, the one you'll absolutely regret in the morning.
Oh, 100%. That always happens.
See, I feel like the 13th's sort of a cheat, though, because there's a lot of those other ones that I would absolutely regret in the morning.
Yeah, for sure. They're
like
all kind
the frat bro?
They're all kind of like rolled into... Yeah, if you woke up next to a frat bro, I think you'd be very unhappy.
I would be very unhappy.
Yeah. But I will say, if you're hooking up on St. Patty's Day, your birthday's probably in December. And you were probably a St. Patrick's Day hookup.
Man,
so.
Can you imagine
Congratulations.
Your parents hooked up with each other at a bar on St. Patrick's?
And your birthday is December 25th. The worst day of the year to have a birthday.
What's with all these saints having shitty holidays?
Dude, I don't fucking know. Because religion is what it is.
All right, well... Here's the thing. Now we had a different. We're gonna move on from that list because
That was a fun list.
I didn't want to do the long list like we did last time because you were moaning and bitching, complaining.
It took forever.
Oh my god!
And I wanted to talk about other
whiny, complainy pants. We have a time limit here. We just do what we want.
Yeah, but also I want to talk about the things that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Let's talk about orgasms.
Yes, let's talk. We sort of broached this subject. A couple days ago, actually,
yeah,
we were talking
about.
Just kind
of came up randomly.
Yeah, we were just out of nowhere. I think you and I, sort of to preface this whole thing, is like you and I create like weird, fucked up scenarios for each other, just for you're kind of like, all right, would you still date me if I had a penis on my forehead? And I'm just like,
I've never. Said
I know.
Anything
I'm just
like
saying
that.
Examples like you're going like you go, would you do this? If I was a goblin, and you're like just random, you know, like random weird, fucking.
I do shit like that, and then I like almost do it to like gauge your reaction.
I mostly just look at you and go, "What the fuck?"
I know, yeah. And I'm like, "Well, I'm just wondering, hypothetically speaking, would you?"
What was the one you said to me the other day? You were like, "Would you still be with me if I shaved my head?"
No,
like,
I didn't ask you if you would still be with me. I was more of like, what would you think if I
or what would
to shave
you do
head?
If I just shaved my head?
What would you think if I shaved my head?
Oh, I would be probably like very shocked.
You'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because you're such a hair person.
I am very
that
much
I think
into
that
my
if
hair.
You shaved your head, I would be a little like, okay, what's going on, Brittany?
Yeah, right.
What's happening?
Having a mental breakdown.
What's happening, Miss Spears?
Yeah, having a mental breakdown. It's Britney 2007.
All right, so one of these random scenarios or one of these things that we came up with or that we were talking about was... How I don't remember how we put it, but...
I think I posed the question to you something along the lines of... Would it be weird if your partner found orgasms disgusting?
Oh, right.
Or like gross? Like basically being like, hey, I want to have sex with you, but also don't come because it's kind of gross and yucky. You
know what that's
mean?
Right.
You and were, then vice versa as well. Sure. Like if a guy was like, hey, don't come because that's gross. Like, ew.
I don't know.
And it's like, would that be like this total deal breaker?
Here's the thing. I
and
think
then
that,
it kind of evolved.
I think there are a lot of people out there that are grossed out by the male orgasm.
Sure.
I don't know about the female side.
Well, I often, you know, wonder if like, I don't know if guys are ever like, oh, she's too wet or
maybe.
I
mean,
like,
there's got to be
a thing where it's gross.
That's it, right?
To some people.
Everybody. There's always somebody who's going to not like something, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be somebody who really doesn't like the messiness of sex.
Sure.
In
it
general.
It is a messy business.
It can be. Yeah. And
if you're doing it right. Yeah. It can be very messy.
And I think that some people are very either not comfortable in their own skin and not comfortable with other people's whatever.
Bodily fluids.
Yeah, bodily fluids. So I think that there's definitely some hangups. There's definitely some holdups.
Sure.
That's got to be a thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Is there, I've never personally met anybody that said, oh, I can't stand this or I can't stand that. I've actually heard more girls say, oh, I don't like giving head, or I don't like, or they think like testicles are disgusting or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
I've heard a lot of those things, but.
I will say the few girls that I've talked to that have been like, oh, I don't like giving head, isn't so much they don't enjoy their partner's like anatomy. It's more of the like, I don't think I'm very good at it, so I don't like doing it. And it's like, well, that's different than you being like, it's gross to put him in my mouth as opposed to I just don't feel comfortable doing it because I don't feel like I'm very good at it.
I think there needs to be a whole like that practice makes perfect thing.
And that's what I've told them. I'm like, well, you gotta work at it. And I've told them, honestly, like watch some porn, like don't watch like over the top, like crazy.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know if I agree with you on that one.
No, I think it depends on the kind of porn you're watching, because there's some porn that's like, really, like, the girls are being very aggressive. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, that's not very realistic. But
she, like, stabbed herself in the eye with a penis. And she's like, you like this? You like this? I can't see anymore.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, oh.
That makes me cringe so much. I can't. Please don't ever do that.
I don't know what it is with girls in porn where they're like, oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me. Yeah, yeah. It just sounds so...
I don't know what it is
yeah,
either.
Yeah, I don't... They don't sound like they're having a good time.
No, they sound annoyed.
It sounds super fabricated.
And like they're having to move furniture.
Yeah.
Like they're like, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Fuck it. it is so weird with porn. See, that's the thing is like porn.
But I think if you're watching more, when I say porn, like you're kind of watching more, almost more amateur porn. Because then it's more realistic and you actually watch how real girls like give head as
sure.
opposed to like porn stars giving head. Because porn stars giving head is like very over the top, very just like
yeah.
unrealistic. Like, you know, no one does it like that really. At least I know of. I don't know.
Well,
maybe
I bet,
they do.
See, it's the thing is there's some people, some women or men or whatever that are probably watching porn like that and
sure.
thinking that's the way they're supposed to do it.
Maybe that's the problem, you know? Is it like, yeah. Maybe that's a good point. I didn't think about it that way, honestly.
I feel like that's one of the major issues is I think that you shouldn't... Porn is not a great... That's another part of...
It's not a good standard. I get that. But I've watched porn and been like, ooh, that's a good move. Like, I'm going to try that next time.
Sure.
You know, I cherry pick from porn, like, things that I can use in real life.
I think that you have
and
to...
And replicate
you
myself.
Sort of have to apply a little bit of common sense to
sure, exactly.
the situation. I think that porn is generally not a good teacher because I think that there's also a lot of guys who've watched porn and they want their sexual experience to be like a porn. And most women aren't like that or most people don't respond in that way. So you're just like, I don't know. It's so tough because I think you can gain something from porn, but again, I guess, being selective on
like
what...
I said, you kind of cherry pick like little bits and pieces here. Like maybe there's a position that you're like, ooh, that looks fun, you know, but there's a lot of positions in porn that are really just for camera shots. They're not functional or pleasurable. They're just meant to like look good for the camera. So again, like you cherry pick things, you're like, okay, that one looks kind of fun. Okay, that one seems functional. That one actually would work, you know. So
If they show you that shot in porn where like the guy's like standing up in a weird way so you can actually like see the penetration.
Yeah.
And you're going like nobody would
That's what I'm saying. It's like they're all angled for like the camera basically.
And then if you see the scene where the penetration is completely blocked and you can't see anything, you're like, what kind of bullshit porn is this?
Exactly. You're like, can't see anything. Move your leg, dude.
You're like, cut your legs off and
become a torso.
Just be
a torso. We talked about this last time.
Be a humping torso.
Just be a torso. Yeah. Or just be a butt and a vagina.
The vagina stump.
Fine.
Yeah.
The Vagina Stump.
Vagina Stump.
That's the name of my new girl band, Vagina Stump.
Vagina Stump?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
That's weird.
But and then we kind of were talking about how, if the idea of an orgasm like gross out your partner, then it's like, but your partner would basically never want you to orgasm while you're with them. And then it's like, well, would you stay in a relationship if you weren't orgasming?
That's sort of the follow-up question.
Yeah.
How long would you... And I'll ask you.
You're asking me personally?
I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
We're going to put you in a theoretical situation. Sure. You're in a relationship.
It may not be as theoretical as you think, but.
Wow. Okay. You're in a relationship.
Sure.
And you're with this person for, it doesn't have to be, it's not necessarily been 6 months. It's not necessarily been 2 years.
Yeah.
This person does not get you off.
Yeah.
How long before you're like, I'm out?
Right. Well,
what's the cutoff? Because can you either...
I'm going to say, for me personally, it's not going to be a long-term relationship.
Well, how could it be? I mean, you're either going to be able to educate this person and get them to jump on board with things that are going to work for you, or you're just going to head out, right? Right.
Well, I mean, in my case, I was dating somebody for 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
Only ever orgasmed once.
Okay.
The entirety of us dating. Uh-huh. And it did not go beyond that.
Sure.
And also had aversions to certain acts and everything. And it was just like, there's a number of other things. And it was like, okay, like, let's try other things. And very,
without having to go into like a ton of detail,
sure.
But were you both working on trying to like rectify the situation?
Or was it?
Okay. But the other person was just kind
not
of
so much.
Not so much.
It kind of fell more on the inexperience of the individual.
Sure.
And he just wasn't as an experience and just had previous not so great experiences as well. So it had kind of turned them off to, doing certain things that I personally enjoy. So.
Now this is me. This is just me. But if I was in a situation where I felt like I lacked knowledge of a certain act or certain thing, I would be looking for guidance.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, hey, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I would be like, what do you like? How do you like this? Tell me, show me your, what's best for you, I think that you sort of have to do that, right? To learn about anybody, any relationship that you get into. The thing that we're, at least from my experience, something that works on one person doesn't necessarily work on the other.
No, absolutely, because everyone's totally different. And women are totally different from each other.
Because
the
female orgasm is a myth anyways.
Well,
It's not even real.
It's all make-believe.
I'm pretty sure the clitoris was made up by the government.
It probably was.
Yeah, it's not even a real thing.
No, the G-spot.
They're always like,
especially.
Go for the clitoris. It's not even real. It's not even fucking real.
Like the G-spot. The G-spot doesn't exist.
Right.
It's like Sasquatch.
They
say it's out there, but is it really?
We talked about this. The only way that you can access the G-spot is just punching the vagina directly. You just have to punch it.
A closed
fist.
You
have to create.
Fist her. Oh, no?
No, you don't fist her. You just have to create like a force.
Is it like the five-finger punch?
Almost like an earthquake.
In Kill Bill where she's like, with the... with the fingers and
like
the
how
coffin,
she kills David Carradine.
Yeah, just like straight and right in the chest cavity. Right? Is that how you do it? You just, that is it.
The area where they
say the clitoris lives, and I'm using air quotes.
Yeah, where that, or you go like to the taint. You five finger punch
right
the
in
taint.
The gooch.
Oh. Yeah, right in the gooch.
Right
in the gabagool.
That doesn't sound comfortable at all.
Well, if you have an orgasm, if somebody punched you right in the taint and you had an orgasm,
I'd be like, every day. Every day. Please. Every single day.
Yes, exactly.
I'd be like, no.
I feel like that would be one of those like discovery moments where somebody did something weird to you and you were like, and then you came and you're like, oh, fuck.
I guess I'm into that.
Worked?
Yeah. Like, oh, I have a new kink I didn't know about. Yeah. All right. Well, that's fun.
I want a weird, like a weird thing where somebody just goes over and like punches a pillow and I ejaculate for no reason. You're like, you want me to punch this pillow? You're like, yeah.
Yeah, punch it. Punch it harder. Yeah. But going back to what you were saying about learning, that makes you very unique though, because there was a lot of guys who, you know, don't give a fuck.
Well, we have to talk. We have to talk.
So,
men, however many
talk to the men.
We need to talk. The vagina is really cool. Like, I've learned this very early on. I was like, vagina, super awesome. Boobs, super awesome. Booty, super awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, female bodies, I want to mess with that.
Yeah.
Like, very young.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I think I might have been a little too sexually interested on the very young age.
How young were you when you were like, oh.
I was like into girls in kindergarten. I'm like going, what's up? Who do I kiss? Who do I start giving smooches to?
Oh my God. Yeah. Smooches so early
on. I was giving smooches all over. I was kissing girls left and right.
Oh shit. Yeah. There was a kid in my like preschool kindergarten that we actually called the kissy boy.
Oh yeah.
He'd go around kissing all the girls.
Oh yeah. That was you. I wasn't running around kissing all the girls, but I was like, if they're coming up for smooches, I'm giving them out.
Oh
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm giving out free smooches. You're like at the kissing booth. You're smooches, 25 cents.
I was always in the girl, like from just
day one.
Super
hetero.
Get go. Yeah.
Very into vagina.
Oh, yeah. So as soon as I was like to a point where I'm like, vagina's a possibility, I'm like, let's make this happen.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. Like, if you're a guy, you need to figure this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need, because I'm going to go from experience. The better you are at giving the lady pleasure in any way, shape, or form, the better you'll receive.
And I've mentioned this before where I'm like, guys,
yeah,
take care of your lady because she will take care of you.
And I think that most women are willing, unless there's like a lot of sexual repression, I feel like most women are willing to, if you are unsure about something, I feel like you just got to pull up that confidence and say, hey, where is your clitoris? Because I'm pretty sure it's not fucking real.
Yeah.
And then she's going to be like,
it's a unicorn.
She's like, it's right here in my butthole. And then you're going to be like, yeah. And then you punch it and then you go. But what I mean is like, you go.
She orgasms.
And then she orgasms after you punch her pillows.
No, you orgasm after she punches.
Oh, that's
your
right.
Wait, hold on.
Somebody's pillow's getting punched, is all
I
can
God.
Tell you.
The violence against pillows.
Peter Piper punched a bunch of pillows.
Wow. We do not advocate violence against pillows.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
a very sensitive time these days.
Fuck those pillows.
And that's, whoa.
Yeah.
That's a whole different.
Oh, that is.
That's different than punching them.
That's another subject I actually want to.
Oh.
We're going to talk about this in a second because this just reminded me of girls that
all
masturbate
right.
with pillows.
Okay.
No. Here's so. Anyways, I feel like with guys, if you're not sure, I feel like if you've got a cool chick in any way, shape, or form, if she's a neat person, a nice person, somebody that wants to actually have sex with you.
And the way that you approach it, too, will make a huge difference.
Like, I think you just have to be like,
if you come to her with this idea of like, I want to pleasure you and I want you to be, you know, have enjoyment and enjoy our time together. Like,
I don't even think you need to have that kind of conversation. You could literally be in the act and be like, do you like this? Is this good? Are you enjoying this? That's fair, you know? You could be like, tell me where the good spot is, you know?
Yeah.
And I think if you say those things, especially when you're in the moment,
she's
more willing to be like, to the left, to the right, to the walls, to the balls, and
to the halls.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
To the malls, yeah. Ooh, the mall.
In the mall.
Yeah, let's go to the mall.
At the sporting goods store.
No, not the sporting goods
store. Right behind the golf clubs.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah. So, anyways, what I off topic or tangent, tangential.
But
I think that it's just important that I think if you have any interest in being a better sexual partner, then
you also
ask some
have to
goddamn
take interest.
Questions. Yep. Ask some fucking questions.
Yeah. If you have interest, then show interest. Right. And like you said, ask questions. And
God,
you
what
know,
is this fucking love line? I feel like
I don't know.
I've been listening to you now. I'm like a
I
fucking
know.
Self-help
I'm
right
like
now.
Dr. Lucia's sex, whatever, you know?
I'm going to go punch a pillow. So
hey,
anyways.
You know what? If we can even help one person, I'm okay with that.
Oh, I don't care at all. I don't even know why I was giving that advice.
I kind of do, but
no, that's not what this podcast is. We're just talking about shit. We're not fucking trying to help you.
Anyway, but you were saying something about...
Anyways, so because I am not female,
yeah,
this is sort of a sensation thing that I don't understand.
Okay.
I have seen in film that women use pillows to masturbate.
Sure. I have also seen something kind of similar for guys where they've kind of used like the mattress as well.
The mattress?
Well, okay.
Like what are they carving holes in it?
No, okay. So there was a video that I saw of this guy who was like very like popular on like this one website, like it's some random dude. I don't even know what the fuck his name was. But he had this video of him like masturbating. And the way that he would do it, and the only problem is that the video
was Pornhub, YouPorn.
No, just it was just
Instagram, the dark side of
it
Instagram.
It was like a sex website, basically. And he would post these videos, and he was like really popular on this just his website.
Okay.
And he had these videos of him like masturbating, and I watched one of them because I was like, "What's this guy all about?" And but you didn't even see anything. He kind of like shows you him naked, and you're like, oh, "Okay, cool."
Right.
And then he starts like doing what he does, but the camera doesn't really show anything, but he kind of like lays on his stomach, like as if he were like be missionary style with someone underneath him.
Okay.
And I think he would kind of use his hand and kind of brace that against the mattress and then basically like thrust himself into his hand.
Okay.
And just the way that his positioning was like almost as if like he was like on top of somebody else.
That seems so extra.
Yeah. And know? I don't, and that was like a thing that he did and people really enjoyed like watching that. So I was like, okay. So I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, but the thing with the girls and pillows is pillows create friction.
Right.
And so instead of using your fingers or using a vibrator, you create that friction of the material against your clitoris and your genital area that kind of creates this arousal and sensation, and you can get off that way.
I know you can get off that way, but like with a pillow, I don't really feel like our pillows.
Because you can straddle it.
Yeah.
So it's more about being able, I think, to like maneuver the item and to kind of like basically manipulate it to fit between your legs, essentially. And
sure.
It's not, you know what I mean?
It just seems like more work. Then
sure, but you know, it's like it's soft and it's comfortable, and I don't know, you know. So
okay, yeah, I've
never personally used a pillow, but I know of that like technique, I guess.
Sure,
but,
I've seen it. Yeah. I just don't really. It's more of like since I don't, we'll never understand that sensation, that feeling. I'm going like, what the fuck?
You don't
fuck?
Have a vagina.
I
so.
Don't. Not yet.
I'm sorry. What? You, what now?
I'm saying not yet.
Really?
You never know what tomorrow will bring.
Oh. I might need to have an off-air conversation about that. This is all news to me.
I'm just saying, you don't know what the next day is going to be.
Sure.
You know, I could get hit by a cement truck tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. You're more likely to do a cement mixer than you are to get hit by a cement truck, but...
I'm just saying, anything could happen. That's all I'm saying. I could get fucked to death by a leprechaun. You don't know.
You could.
Yeah.
There might be one in the grass right now.
Do you think people have, like, little people have been put into weird fucked up scenarios where, like, they get hired for sex work and they get made to dress up like leprechauns?
Probably.
And, like...
Like, kind of degraded. And
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. That's absolutely happened. For sure.
Sounds crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
I don't think I'd want a leprechaun blowing me. I'm just not.
No, I know. And that's the thing. You know, it's funny that you kind of mentioned that. Like, I don't know why, but that kind of came into my head earlier today, too, was just the amount of, like, exploitation of little people, you know, and, like, this kind of, like, fetishized, like person that they are. Like they're not even really people. And then people are just like, oh, well, it's a fetish to like
right.
be with this kind of person, you know?
I guess.
And that's even the case with like really heavy set women too.
Right.
And like they're fetishized basically. And it's like, you're not even people. You're just like a, you know,
did you ever see
an
that
object?
Did you ever see that TV show? I think it was called Strange Sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there was something that I learned about, not like wanting to, this is something
sure.
that I saw, but it's called like squashing.
Oh yes. Yeah.
That seems fucking crazy.
Yeah. Where they want to be sat on.
Yeah.
Basically.
But mm-hmm. like, it's a like super small, skinny dude.
Yeah, and they
frail
want and they
dude,
want
and wants
big,
a like big
heavy
set
girls
or obese
to, like, sit on
woman
them.
To like sit on him and
yeah.
squish him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a whole fetish. Yeah, they want these, and then there's this style of like other fetishized like kinky sex where it's I can't remember if it's literally something as simple as like a feeder and an eater, but basically really heavy women who have partners who just want to watch them eat, and they will just give them anything they want and they just eat, and their partners are like super turned on by this, and they, I mean, and they're like in relationships, but like it's feeding into these like,
that's so,
because this woman just, you know, this person just wants to eat, like yeah. they enjoy food. I mean, fuck, I enjoy food too, but but their partner is kind of feeding into this like, here's another fried chicken and here's another thing, and like they just want to watch them eat, and they want them to get bigger and bigger and yeah. bigger and bigger, and it's part of the sexual fantasy and the fetish and everything else, and like that's part of the sexual arousal. It's very interesting.
Everybody's got like weird kinks and stuff.
Sure.
I get it, and I feel like there's levels that seem really unhealthy though.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
That's the thing.
And I don't
it's
even
like,
mean like on the eating side, but
right.
wanting somebody to eat a lot and then grow larger
right.
seems like there's not a,
because you're also kind of almost you're
something's not
you're
firing.
Not forcing them, but you're enabling this person to almost eat themselves to death, you know, which is not what you want at all to happen,
right.
you know.
It seems a little strange.
But yeah, you know, there's different reasons for it and everything, but yeah, you know, there are some fetishes that are, you know, dangerous, you yeah. know, and that can harm others. And but you know, again, if you have two consenting adults, it's kind of hard to be like, you know, is anyone doing anything quote unquote wrong?
Well, that's
you know?
That's
if they're both
well, that's
on
sort of the point.
Of
if you've
it,
got
you
two
know?
People that aren't mentally well
yeah.
and they're together, then obviously there's a problem there,
sure.
right?
Sure.
How do you intervene?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, because you may go to this woman and be like, you can't let him do this. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm
yeah.
happy and it's great and amazing and wonderful and he's super into me. And then you go to the guy and you're like, how can you do this to her? And he goes, well, I love her and she's amazing and wonderful and look at her. She's so big and da, 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 you know what I mean? So it's, yeah, I don't know. It's a whole, it's
calling
a whole.
Calling the cops.
It's a whole, whole aspect of kinks and fetish that is kind of beyond me, but yeah, you know, I'm
all right,
yeah,
well, going to a dark place.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're just like,
sorry, we were talking about like, you know, objectified, fetishized like bodies
on,
and so.
on this episode of Things That Make You Sad.
I'm not trying to make you sad.
I'm kidding.
Well, yeah.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I don't
know.
I was just going to say back to like the whole like no orgasms in relationships thing.
That's
so.
What I'm, that was, I mean, yeah, we definitely went
wow,
off.
Wow, we went off
fucking,
whole fucking, sorry.
Went
sorry.
Off the rails. What would be, again, we got to answer the question. What would be your like full cutoff? You're in a relationship.
I say I would, you know, I would say, you know, if I really liked the guy, but no orgasms were happening, and he showed no improvement on wanting to like really make an effort, I'd say I'd probably give it 6 months.
Wow.
And then be like, all right.
You are very kind.
I am very
yeah.
kind and generous.
Holy
I know.
Shit.
I know. But
I could tell you this right fucking now. If I was in any kind of relationship, dating, quote unquote, long term, like
whatever.
You're in it for like you're official, you're in it for the long haul, and I hadn't had an orgasm with this person after like 4 or 5 tries, I'd be out. I'd be fucking out.
Even if it was all like in like the course of like 1 week, basically. Like if you had had sex for like 4 days straight, or like every, you know, once every 4 days, or once a day.
I think
days.
That yeah, no, I'm sorry, because guys get off way easier than women.
That's true.
There's a lot less to mm-hmm. deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if I had made 4 or 5 attempts to have an orgasm and did not, there'd either be something seriously wrong with her or me, and it could be an attraction thing. It could be that she doesn't know what she's doing at all. Like, there's a lot to unpack there, but it means that whatever's going on in that relationship, like, my dick doesn't work anymore.
And that's what I was going to ask.
I mean,
like,
if I wasn't getting it up or something, that's a completely different.
But here's a question, though. Say you're super into her, right? And she knows what she's doing. You're getting it up, but you're just not coming. Then what?
I think that there's just, again, that's something else. There's something deep-seated there. She may be hot. You may be like going like, what the fuck? But there's something, like, you're not, nothing's, there's no completion.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I have to say.
I guess it's fair.
I think I have to say I do.
Like if all the boxes were checked, but it still just wasn't connecting at the end, I guess, that's fair.
I think I'd have to be like, look, we've made some serious attempts here to make things right, and it's not happening.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to just be like, I gotta go. I can't do this anymore. Because especially if I was able to, like, if we had made an attempt and then I was able to take care of myself, you know?
Yeah.
I think that would be a big problem.
Okay. So, like, if you were able to finish on your own, but you weren't able to finish with her, then I'd just be like, all right, it's enough.
Yeah. Like, if we made an attempt, couldn't finish, went in the bathroom and then took care of myself, and that was the thing, I'd be like, you know, there's a serious thing here.
It's like a there's some sort of a disconnect.
Major, gotcha. Something's wrong. Either she's not doing something right, or I'm not connecting with her, or whatever.
That's fair.
Yeah,
I think
that would be a big, that'd be a pretty big deal. Yeah, so I'd say like probably about 5 tries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You're like 6 months. I'm like 5 tries. I'm gonna fuck out.
Jesus. I am very generous with my time. Apparently. Oh boy. Is that desperate or
no? I just think that
I think I'm more forgiving, you know.
One, you seem more forgiving, a little more generous. Also, women can have a harder time.
Sure, I think I kind of bring that into it as well. And I was like, well, maybe it was this reason, or maybe there was this reason, or this reason.
To be fair, sometimes the wind blows and guys ejaculate for no reason, or you're punching pillows. I don't know.
You're punching pillows. Like, exactly. So that's why I kind of give a little more like kind of leeway to it. Because like, well, maybe there's other reasons why, you know, maybe I had just masturbated the day before and then we're having sex and I'm like, I'm just like not there, you know?
Yeah,
so.
I think there is an element where women, there could be more hangups, you know, or situational stuff that's just not working out. I don't know. That's a tough one, but it is.
But also, I think that 6 months also depends on how much I really like the guy. If I like him a lot and it's just not happening, I think 6 months would be like, I would be like, okay, we got to figure this out or something.
Yeah, I get
you know?
That. Yeah.
But if I'm not like that into him and it's not happening, then it could definitely be shorter than that.
I can sort of see where you're coming from, where you're saying like, hey, everything else in the relationship is really great.
Yeah.
We're just not connecting right in the
not
bedroom. We're going to work on this. Mm-hmm. I feel like if the guy is willing to work with you and he's willing to make the changes, you know, or to try to make things better, that totally makes sense. If you had a guy that was completely just like, I don't care, you know, mm-hmm. like, I don't know if 6 months, I'd say you should probably,
I think it depends, you know.
Yeah, you should hit the road, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't know if you have any other.
I don't think so. Okay. I think that was pretty much it for all the sexy talk. So
okay.
Like I said, I took my top off, and that was the most important part of this.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Well. Okay. Let's.
Should we segue?
Let's go into the games.
Oh my God! So you have big news. Ooh. Really big news.
Yeah, I'm drinking. That's my big news.
Yeah, but no, also other big news.
It
finally happened. What did you get?
I got a PS5. I can't believe it.
It happened. You tried for so long.
I did. I made a lot of attempts.
You did.
And I had a lot of frustrations.
Yes.
I do have to say.
Yes.
That as much as I wanted to get one.
You seem a little.
No, no. I know what you're saying. I know where you're headed.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
Because I've never. I don't like lines. Okay?
I know. you don't like wasting your time.
I don't. I don't like lines. I'm not a big line fan. Like if I go to Disneyland, I'm getting the fast pass.
Oh, every time.
I'm getting it. I'm not waiting 3 hours for Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones can wait 3 hours for me.
You know, kiss my ass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's my thing is like, I want to go and I want to make the journey to go to wait for the thing short.
Sure.
And I don't mind waiting, but I need it to be not a long time.
Right.
And I've never in the history of my life ever experienced whatever the fuck this is with the PlayStation. I know things are crazy. Like, COVID has changed everything.
Yeah, COVID has put...
Everything is wrong. Yeah. Nothing is...
Breaks on so many things.
It's fucked, right? So, there's a lot of manufacturing holdups, which is causing the supply issues. I knew this was a thing. I didn't ever pre-order one way back last year when I had the opportunity to pre-order one because I, one, wasn't like, must have this moment, and two, I was like, oh, it shouldn't be too bad of a thing. I'll just wait and get one later.
Sure.
And that was sort of my mentality for it. Then they came out and they disappeared. Like, they were like, nope, they're all, like, Sony came out and was like, first run, everything's gone. Everything we manufactured, we have sold through.
Right.
And I was like, holy shit. And then they were like, we're releasing more. Gone. Releasing more. Gone. And I'm going like, what the fuck? So eventually I was like, all right, I guess I'm going to try and get one. This turned into months of trying to go with different suppliers, different websites, different things, doing releases, and trying to get in... quote unquote, get in line.
Get in the queue for it.
Yeah, get in the queue to try and grab this thing. I've never seen this before, but places like Best Buy, Target, Amazon, you would like get on there. They'd be like, we're having a release, and you would get on their thing and you would get onto the app and it would be like, the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Add it to your cart. And, you would click the button and go, sorry, that item's not there.
You're and you're like, how the fuck?
You're like, what the fuck? And so you refresh and you go, click again. And go, sorry, that item's not there. And you're like, why the fuck is it saying this? And then you go, refresh, click, and it goes, item added to cart. And you go, cool, I'm going to check out.
Yeah.
And then you're checking out and you get to like one next page, you hit complete purchase, and it goes, your item's not in your cart anymore. And this happened.
Because someone snaked it, basically.
This happened on multiple websites through. And I later didn't know what was going on at the time, but I guess there's like all these bots that have been buying up PlayStations.
Yeah, I knew someone that was doing that. Basically, they had bots running and grabbing PlayStations
and then
reselling them. And
that's,
I was like,
fucked.
I'm so glad that, you know, people are trying to actively get PlayStations for their own enjoyment, and you're just buying it to make a profit.
That's such a dick fucking move.
You're an
asshole.
Mean,
that's American commerce for you right there. But at the same time, it's such a fucking dick move. It's such a thing, and it's so weird. But so this is a complication. Sony didn't lose anything because they made their money, but they've lost a ton of inventory to just one person.
Yeah,
and that's a big factor, especially when the manufacturing is low. They're trying to get all these CPUs built and all this stuff, and they can't get them made. It was crazy to me. I was just
maybe I was just gouging.
I was so flabbergasted by the effort to grab one and how asinine it was to get one.
Yeah.
And so not only was there Best Buy, Target, Amazon, all these things, these big retailers trying to sell these, but then Sony would have this thing called like their direct queue.
Yeah.
It's called the Sony Direct. And you get in on the website.
Yep.
You tell them that you're not a robot, and then...
I am not a robot.
Yeah, you. I am not a robot. You click the box.
Yeah.
And then it gives
because robots can't click boxes.
Exactly.
That's how you know that you're not a robot, because
so
they can't
Sony
do it.
Sony has...
They don't have opposable thumbs.
Sony has the best and worst program. They have a thing with the direct queue or whatever. They have a thing where it goes, you are now in the queue, but you have been placed in this queue randomly.
Right.
So you wait for the queue to open. So you get like a countdown timer.
Sure.
And then you're sitting on this thing and it goes, once you're in the queue, you are randomly thrown into it. And then
it's almost like a lottery, essentially.
It is. Yeah. It absolutely is. And then they go, we have PS4 or PS5s, but they're not guaranteed. So you'll just, if they sell it, they sell out, right?
Sure.
So you're sitting there going, okay, cool. You get into the thing and it goes,
quick question though. Did they limit like one console per person?
Yes.
Okay. I was okay. I was going to ask.
And here's
that.
The other situation, which is sort of what the benefit is that they also give you 10 minutes to check out.
That's cool.
So okay. you have time. 10
what
minutes.
If you're like,
to
oh,
get,
what if you're like, oh, should have got in line to get my thing? I don't have my credit card
or
on me.
I forgot the code on the back or whatever.
Whatever
the fuck.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, shit, I can't remember my whatever, right. whatever. Yep. Totally.
So they give you 10 minutes to take care of your shit.
Sure.
You know, buy a game, buy a controller, yeah. buy whatever the hell.
You're now yeah. in the store. You can browse
right.
for a minute.
But the problem is that every time you jump in this queue, you're randomly placed.
Sure.
So you're just sitting there. And most of the time, I've done this. I did this queue. I don't even know how many times. Every time it would pop up,
yeah.
I'd go into it. And it would go, your wait time is over an hour.
Mm.
And apparently that was normal for everybody.
Okay.
That was
they
like
kind of over.
That was normal.
Estimate.
Everybody, when they first get into the queue, it says over an hour wait. This went on for months. So pretty much since January, I've been trying since January.
Okay.
So, and then this has been a thing. So it's just going on and on and on and trying other retailers, nothing working, obviously. Finally, with the most recent one, I opened up two different browsers. And then I was sitting on my phone, and all of a sudden it just said, your wait time is 17 minutes. Like, and I'm like, oh, shit. And then it was like, now it's 8 minutes, like really
oh.
quickly. And I was like, oh, my God, this is happening, you know? And then eventually just went in, got in the store. You had to log in to add it, did all the stuff. And then I finally got one. I was like, shit. Actually, after I bought it, I was like, I don't know. I think I have, like, slight buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
Because...
Because you almost went into it thinking, well, I'm not going to get it anyway.
I kind of had the feeling that I wasn't going to get it.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, going back to, I don't like lines. Sony and everyone else this has really irked me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking annoyed. And I feel bad for a lot of other people who make these attempts every single day.
Yeah.
Or every time there's something yeah. popping up. I'm like, this is pissing me off.
You know, it's funny that the same day you had told me you'd gotten the opportunity to buy a PS5, my coworker Joey was also trying to get the opportunity to buy a PS5, and he was like having no luck, and he was like super irritated. He was posting on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
He was like super irritated with it. He actually ended up getting one the other day, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
But it was just so funny because like he was like complaining that he was sitting in queue again for the umpteenth time.
I've heard,
and you had finally gotten one.
I've heard that,
like,
supplies are getting a lot better.
Yeah. I talked to him about that, and he's like, yeah, I've been trying to get one. I was like, dude, Ryan's been trying to get one for months, mm-hmm. and it's not happening. And he's like, yeah. He's
yeah.
like, nobody can get their hands on any of them. And I was like, but then I have my that one friend who was running bots.
Who you should unfriend, by the way.
And was...
Yeah.
Should no longer be friends with this person. He's probably resold anywhere from half to a full dozen of these things. I'm just like, dude, that's... But you've got to have a lot of liquid for that
you
shit.
Do. Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, all right, whatever, you know?
And here's the weird thing is that I think that Sony sort of hit the gold mine. They've got something that everybody wants, and it's not a break-the-bank situation.
Right.
It's a $500 system if you buy the one with the disc drive. I mean, to
which
any...
you did, right?
I
you
did.
You got the one with the disc drive.
Yeah, because... Oh, okay. You know, side note...
Oh,
side note,
okay.
I just want to put out a real, because this is a platform where we get to speak.
Sure.
I just want to give a real solid shout out to AT&T to go fuck themselves.
Oh my God.
AT&T is a fucking garbage company.
This is not about video games, but this is
I did not buy
real
one.
hot garbage.
I'll just real quick. I didn't buy the digital version because it's digital only,
yeah.
meaning you need an internet connection.
Yeah.
And we
don't have a fucking internet connection.
We didn't have a great internet connection before. Now we have no internet.
And that's a very long story.
It's a long story.
We need a separate podcast.
We're not
going to
go into why, but
our story is
the
very
long story short is we were trying to upgrade the internet. AT&T completely screwed the pooch. They turned off the old internet before the new internet was installed.
And now we're fucked, and we've been almost
and we've been without,
a month and a half
yeah.
now without internet.
And they have currently a hopeful date of correction.
Yeah, in about a week.
Yeah, and it's been already over a month.
It's
so,
been 5 weeks.
Yeah, I'm actually going to jimmy rig the way we normally upload the podcast. I'm going to have to do it through my phone.
It'll be very
yeah.
interesting.
It's going to work. It's just going to fucking be a piece of shit.
I know.
And actually, on my other podcast, which is movie-based, I haven't been able to watch any of the fucking movies, so I had to take a break.
You're on a hiatus from that.
Yeah, I had to take a break from my other podcast because I can't participate. Yeah, so it's real fucked up.
And you can't do work. I can't do work from home either, which also fucking blows.
We're screwed. So, yeah, I had to get an unlimited data plan through Verizon just so we didn't have a $4,000 bill.
I've actually had customers complain. They're like, well, I emailed you, and I'm like, cool. Can't get to my email because I don't have internet in my house. Yeah. So
also, you shouldn't be checking shit when you're off.
Well, that's not what I meant. But it's all fine. Right.
Well, that's what I meant. Anyways, that's not to go too far off on. But also, sure. AT&T,
fuck
go
AT&T.
Fuck yourself.
Oh,
yeah,
the
AT&T,
worst.
AT&T, you're the fucking
biggest hate you.
Piece of shit ever.
We hate you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
But you finally got a PS5.
So PS5's
and you seem very underwhelmed.
I'm not underwhelmed. I'm just mad with what it took to get here.
Yeah. You just seem very
I'm happy. I'm happy that I have it.
I got it.
I technically quote unquote
installed it upside down.
I didn't install upside down. I plugged it in upside down. To be fair, the thing looks like a fucking spaceship.
It does look like a spaceship.
I had no idea. I thought the disk drive was on the top, not the bottom. So it just literally flipped.
It is the biggest console I've ever seen in my
life. It's massive. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and maybe the OG Xbox, I think, might be as big, if not bigger.
Absolutely not. I don't think that's the
case. I have one
in
this trunk right here.
I will pull it out.
I'm going to whip it out.
Please whip it out. Whip it out right now. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Whip it out. We'll pull it out. We'll measure it. Cause I think that you're wrong.
Okay.
I think this is bigger.
Okay. You're probably mostly wrong, but I will give you the benefit of the doubt because I'm always right. And then, you know, I got to say that the old OG Xbox was huge. It's huge. The controller was huge, and so was the Xbox. A giant rectangle of hate. That's what that thing was. Anyways, so I'm right, you're wrong. Let's move on from that. PS5 in the bag.
I love how you're not giving me an opportunity to speak at all. You're filibusting my fucking balls right now.
I've been watching a lot of stuff about the government lately. So
filibusting my balls. But actually, it's funny. When the original Xbox first came out, we're not well received overseas because nobody liked the fucking controller. They're like,
it's not
too
well
big.
Received overseas now.
I know, it's still not.
Microsoft has no footing.
It's so crazy.
Well, they have no footing in Japan.
They don't like the design. It's too American.
Well, no, but even okay. You know who's top dog in Japan?
Nintendo.
Yeah. Even Sony has lost footing. Sony is a Japanese company.
I know. Nintendo is the fucking king. Yeah.
Nintendo's killing it in Japan. They've been killing it for a long time, and even Sony has backed off their home market.
Did you buy me a Switch for my birthday?
You know exactly why you didn't get a Switch. You know exactly
Again,
why.
Second holiday, no fucking Switch.
Here's the
thing.
What
the fuck?
Lucia is getting older, and she's going to become a real girl now.
I'm turning 25.
Yeah, 25 plus 4,000.
And you shut your goddamn mouth.
You're a gorgeous, you're a beautiful 45-year-old woman, and
oh
I love
God,
you to
I'm
death.
I'm not 45. Just for the record, not 45.
Okay. Anyways.
And I don't look my age. I look like I'm 25.
As long as
you don't look too closely to my wrinkles in my face.
We talked about this. You were going to get a Switch for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You did not get a Switch because now there is rumors.
Right.
That there's manufacturing rumors through Samsung that there's going to be a 4K Switch.
Yeah, I know, which would be
the
awesome.
The Switch Pro,
right?
Which is supposed to be released end of year-ish, so Christmassy time. And
it could be my Krampus gift.
It's not officially confirmed, but that would probably be a Christmas gift for you because I don't want to buy the regular Switch and then immediately go, hey, here's the bigger screen and here's the 4K version. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah,
so
no.
We're going to wait.
And I would much rather have the bigger screen, the nicer resolution.
Yeah.
Much
so for your
that.
Birthday, you get a vagina stump and I hope you
Hell
enjoy it.
Yes,
yeah.
I will use her to her full extent.
Just punching the butthole constantly.
Punching the butthole and the taint.
Yeah.
Just a little forefinger, just boom.
Right
just
in the gabagool.
Mm.
Christ. All right. Can we talk about...
Yeah, did you have something else?
No. I was going to say, we talked about the PS5. Okay. We talked about...
Can we talk about how you cheat at video games?
I don't cheat.
You do.
No.
You cheat.
Okay, we're going to...
You fucking cheats.
I don't cheat.
You
okay.
Do.
Here, well, I'm gonna create this scenario for everybody. Okay.
No scenario needs to be created.
No.
You fucking cheat.
They need to know the story.
We
talked
played
about this.
A game, okay. And you fucking cheat.
I didn't cheat, and she's just a sore loser.
No,
yeah.
Fuck you. I'm not a sore loser. You're a cheater. You're a goddamn dirty
cheater.
Wait a minute.
Okay, hold on a second. I need another drink. I want to take a quick break.
Okay.
I want to fill up my glass.
Oh, God.
And then I'm
going to
come
talk
back
about how you cheat.
And talk about how you're bad at video games.
No, how you fucking cheat. And you're an asshole.
All right. We'll be right back. All right. Sorry. I didn't realize you were going to bring us back in.
Why? Why did you do that?
All right. I realize something right now.
What did you realize?
That I didn't realize you were going to bring us back in, but also that you're bad at video games.
No, you fucking cheat. You are a goddamn dirty cheater.
Before we get into it, I just want to say that I've taken the Irish whiskey and I've made a proper whiskey ginger with a squidge of lime.
Dude, you fucking copied me. I've been drinking whiskey ginger this whole time.
Yeah, but you've been drinking really slowly and it looked good. How about that?
I was doing it sensually for our sex segment.
Sensually?
Okay?
You're doing it sensually?
Like,
I bet that sounded real sexy.
I bet it did. Whatever. No complaints yet.
Okay. Well, whiskey's working. All right. So I want to create
this Wednesday night.
I want to create this scenario. All
right.
Last episode. We talked about how I was a little upset that you'd never played Marvel vs. Capcom
right.
2.
Right.
So we made a point.
Yeah.
I think it was like 2-3 weeks ago. We made a point to play, like on a Saturday night, to play a couple games.
Yes. Yeah.
We turned on the PS3.
Yeah.
I charged some controllers.
Sure.
And then we played Marvel vs. Capcom 2 to start.
Yes.
And then I handed your ass to you.
No, you fucking cheated.
I beat you so many times, and since you are a very competitive person, and you also don't like losing, you immediately decided that I was cheating somehow.
You did cheat.
I've only been playing this game for like fucking 20 years, but it's cool. Don't worry. You've never played it, and I've been playing for like fucking forever.
No, I am gonna fucking worry about it because you goddamn cheat. All right, you put in some fucking cheat codes.
There's no cheat codes.
No, because I was playing very hard, and you were still no
demolishing you.
No,
the power ups.
No, because that's the cheat codes.
Super charge. It's not cheat codes.
A A B B up down select start. It's fucking you cheat. You fucking cheat. I'm convinced you cheat.
I did not use the Konami code.
Which
on
I
you.
Did not expect from you. I thought of you as a better person than what you have shown yourself to truly be.
Audience.
And you are a fucking cheater.
Audience, I royally destroyed her in Marvel vs. Capcom.
No, you fucking cheated.
Yeah.
All right?
She hated it. I'm
going to throw this bottle
at you. I'm going to say right now, she actually got mad at me. I was like, are you legit mad at me right now? Like, for losing this game? And she's like, no, I'm not. I'm not mad. And I'm like, you're actually mad. I was like, we shouldn't play this game anymore because you're getting angry about losing. And I was like, you know what you should do? Take some time, practice, fight the computer, learn the ins and outs.
And have you done that for me? No.
Have I done that for
you? No, because
you
don't want me to see all your cheat codes. That's why.
No,
you haven't done
codes.
It. That's why you haven't set up the game.
You can turn it on anytime you want.
I don't know how you have this system all fucking set up. You have like
you
a million.
You take the controller and you click the on button.
No, because you've got like 8 consoles hooked up to this goddamn television. And I don't know how any of it fucking works. You have it all secret coded into itself.
Everything's
and
a secret code. Everything.
You have cheat codes on there that you don't want me to see. And that's why you haven't set it up for me to play it. So I see what you're doing.
Government conspiracy. You heard it here
it
first.
It is a conspiracy.
She's got the foil hat on.
I do. It is a conspiracy against women in video games.
Wow.
And I don't appreciate
it. Not only
that
have you lost,
sexist,
but all women are losing.
And we are. We are fighting for our rights to against cheaters, against video game cheaters and cheat codes.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's good shit. Anyways, it was fun to play the game until Lucia got mad. So.
I didn't get mad.
You did. You got mad at me.
I got upset because you were cheating.
And then I wanted to play a different game, and you were so mad that you couldn't enjoy any of the other games either. We played.
I won.
You did. You, even on the other games where you were winning, you were like, whatever, it's just a puzzle game. You were like so annoyed. I remember we played Super Puzzle Fighter, and and you were like, and you, at first, I hadn't played the game in a really long time. So I hadn't explained all of the things because I didn't remember every detail of all the game. And you were like, oh, so you're hiding details from me? And then yeah. I was like,
so you could win and cheat. That's really so, what I'm getting at.
And then she got the gist of the game and then beat me in some rounds and still was mad, still was unhappy. This just goes to show you that when you're a competitive person, I'm not. Lucia is. She has a hard time when she doesn't win the thing. Like, it could have been a fucking the claw game with the bear in it, and she would have been punching the thing because the claw dropped the bear before she was able to bring it over. I'm telling you right now. How is Star Claw Stars or whatever the fuck?
I actually haven't been playing it. Mm. I kind of lost a little bit of interest.
Okay.
In it, just because it requires, I got to a point where it requires like so many, like, farmed like coins to like yeah. do stuff. I'm kind of like
all those pay to play.
It wasn't even like a pay to play thing because you can still get it, but it requires a lot of like farming.
I don't like that grinding shit. That's
yeah,
stupid.
And that's pretty yeah. much what it was. I was at
it
that
takes
point.
Takes the fun out of the game.
And I was just kind of like, so playing a lot of Candy Crush.
Okay.
Still, even without internet, playing a lot of Candy Crush.
Tapped out on that game. Long time ago.
Yeah, not really playing a whole lot of stuff right now. Yeah. But I've been so busy with work, so I'm just like not really playing
I've
much
been
right now.
Really, really wanting to, now that I have the PS5, I have been wanting to go back to Cyberpunk.
I asked you about that actually today, I think it was.
You did, but I haven't. So there's still another big update supposed yeah. to be on the way. But on top of that, the PS5, PS4, like the PS4 version. That if you put it in the PS5, it's supposed to run a lot better.
Sure.
Until they officially upgrade to the PS5 version, which is supposed to be a free upgrade someday, somehow.
Right.
Until that time comes, I have been wanting to play the game again or get back into it.
Yeah.
I just, I'm playing Spider-Man Miles
Morales.
I was
literally just going to say that. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I was like, but you have been playing Spider-Man. So.
Yeah. I've been playing Spider-Man Miles Morales, and
we recently rewatched that movie too.
Oh, the Into the Spider-Verse! It's so good,
it's
so
amazing.
Good. Yeah.
Sorry, I know this is not a movie podcast, and I feel like we always go back to that.
No,
but
movies
it's
are
so,
a part; it's a regular part of our lives.
It's
so,
so good on the new 4K TV too.
Yeah, yeah we got a new TV recently, yeah. and
which was an impulse buy
it
by
was.
Ryan.
Okay, I don't know. We can talk
I
about
was,
that too.
I was texted randomly and been like, we need to buy a new TV stand and it has to be here by Saturday. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
So,
and I was like, why is that? And he's like, no reason. And I was like,
I want to give,
why do we need a new TV stand?
Actually, you know what? This
why,
is
it broken? And you're like, no, for no reason.
This is a
no,
great.
And I was like, did you buy a new TV? And he's like, maybe.
Yeah, this is a great time to give a little consumer awareness.
Do your research, right?
Yeah, that
yes.
is the biggest thing.
Oh
I blame nobody but myself.
Yeah, I mean, it was a
last year yeah. around.
We were excited. We got excited about a price point.
It was pre-COVID. It was around. It was like February.
It was,
I think it was
February.
Like it was like for Super Bowl, cheap TV time.
Sure.
Right,
and that was something that I suggested. I said, you know, if you're looking for a really good quality TV, that's normally like, you know, say like $2,500, mm-hmm. you can get that same TV for like $1,000,
right?
You know, because they usually try and push big screen TVs right around Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So,
and
words of the wise.
Yeah, and I was looking around, saw a bunch of sales, and one of the sales I saw was for a 70-inch Vizio 4K TV. Little did I know, and actually, you know, even in some of the reviews I read, nothing was ever mentioned about this TV. I don't know. Maybe we have a lemon. Maybe that's...
It's very possible.
Maybe I just got, we got a fucked up version of the TV.
And that's possible.
Who fucking knows?
Because that happens sometimes,
but
you know?
I do want to say I won't
or like one
ever,
out of every 1,000 that comes
sure.
off the line is just fucked up.
I won't ever buy a Vizio ever again, strictly
sure.
because of this. But on top of it, like, what I'll... the best way to explain it is that reds and blues and...
Reds especially were very bad.
Primary colors look wacky. Like, especially when they're trying to do HD transfer.
They were almost like day glow neon.
Like, hard, saturated, blurry. It made, like, movies and TV look really fucking weird. And I've gone through...
But I didn't notice it as much on video games.
Yes, video games it was less.
Which is so weird, because, like, you'd think that, like, you know, rendering is rendering.
Yeah,
like,
and playing
whatever,
on the, I was playing on the PS4 Pro, and like, yeah, any reds and stuff was definitely not as glaring.
No, and that's
yeah.
that's what's interesting, you know, because again, kind of tying the segment into video games, mm-hmm. where it's like with movies, and it was really bad when we watched Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh yeah,
holy shit, yeah, it was really bad.
It was horrible.
But yeah, when we were playing video games, like I was playing like Kingdom Hearts, and you were playing a few other games.
No,
like,
it looked fine.
It was totally fine. Like, there was no problems with the TV, yeah.
and
it was weird.
Anybody that out there that's kind of like a videophile or whatever, I spent a shit ton of time
sure.
modifying the colors
mid movie too. You'd
saturation.
Be adjusting stuff.
Like, I would pause things on reds and yes. try to correct them and yes. fix them, and it's like nothing was working.
Was
some
that?
Things would look less bad than other things, but
yeah. what was that
was
one? Weird. That one. Fuck. I'm gonna have to put that away for later.
Yeah.
Sorry. But I'm just trying to remember this one movie we were watching, but
yeah, it doesn't,
it's inconsequential right
it
now.
It doesn't really matter. Either sure. way, I made a ton of attempts to adjust the colors and try to fix the issue. I worked on even changing the actual like magenta
sure.
and all that, like all the blues and stuff
yep.
like that. Every little like cyan, like messing with all the color, like actual like deep color programs inside the TV, and
didn't
it was
matter.
Not no mm-hmm. made no difference. So I almost want, I've been looking up, trying to look up information on this. I can't seem to really find anything. So it either makes me go, this is just the way the TV is, or it's a total defect.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Totally.
But either way, I wasn't, we've parted ways with the TV as our main TV. It is
TV.
Now upstairs. It's a TV we use less.
Yeah. For
and,
Netflix and
yeah.
things like that. It's not really the movie watching TV.
No. And we, you know, that's, we can, it's a totally serviceable TV. It's just that I went for a lower price. I think I paid the price to like,
sure.
to, you know, but
because
this one.
Because within a year you've purchased two TVs. So.
Two.
Well, you purchased the Vizio
yeah.
and then the replacement one because the Vizio was so shitty. So within that year,
oh, I see
that's
what
you're
saying. Yeah,
so
yeah.
instead of buying the one TV and then like 5 years later buying a new TV,
yeah.
you've bought two TVs within a year.
My
basically.
Real goal was to wait and then eventually buy an OLED.
Yes.
But that did not turn out.
Yeah.
I will do it. Eventually, I will do it.
When the technology becomes a little more affordable.
OLEDs
and,
will become more
sure, because they're
cheap.
More readily available and yeah. everything else. But, you know, I was watching, again, kind of coming back to video games a little bit. I was watching you play the Spider-Man Miles Morales, and it did look really cool. I did like that little feature that you can turn on where it looks like it's from the movie.
Yeah.
Where he moves in the same
it
similar
is
fashion.
Really,
I thought that was really cool.
I think it's really creative.
It's a little nod to the film.
I think it's really great by the creators of the game, actually, that
very,
Insomniac
yeah.
is a cool, cool company. And they did this really neat thing, which it must have been challenging to do, but they slow down the frame rate of the character to move in the same patterns that the cartoon character
yeah.
does from Into the Spider-Verse.
It looked very cool.
And it looks great.
I thought
like,
it
looks really good, mm-hmm. but it is a little jarring to play like that for an extended period.
Sure,
but,
because it's not
yeah.
video game-esque. It's not video game frame rate, so it's very different.
I didn't hate it. I was just going like, I think I'm going to switch back to normal just to play the game.
Sure, you know,
yeah.
from someone who is watching you play it, mm-hmm. it looked really cool, but I could totally see how a long extended period of time playing like uh-huh. that could be like bothersome.
Yeah, and I think I mean, if you don't know, if you never played the original, the Spider-Man game that Insomniac made, it was like a couple years old now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fantastic game. It's yeah. probably beyond like, the Arkham games.
Yes.
That's probably the best superhero game in the
yeah.
like in the industry.
Yeah.
Batman Arkham and then Spider-Man, the Sony PlayStation exclusive
mm-hmm.
is fucking great. And Miles Morales is fucking awesome too.
Yeah.
It's less because it deals more it focuses more on the Miles Morales stuff. There's not the same kind of notable characters. Like, you're not dealing with, like, Electro and the Vulture
yeah.
and all the
Doc
major...
Ock
yeah,
and
Doc
all
Ock.
That, yeah.
You're not dealing
Green
with
Goblin.
those big Spider-Man villains.
Sure.
But you are still dealing with, like, his side of that story.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's a smaller story. It's a smaller game. But it's actually really cool. It's really well. All the powers that Miles has are a lot of fun. It is a shakeup compared to.
It's totally different. You know,
standard
Spider-Man
stuff.
All his powers.
Like he can turn himself invisible, and that's fucking cool.
And he has like the electro shock stuff and stuff like that. So like it's very different than the standard Spider-Man that we've all kind of grown up with and know and love.
I think that's fun too, because I think that for the creators of the game, I think that they were able to really kind of bring in, you're going like, okay, we have Spider-Man, more Spider-Man, but like slightly with a different dynamic.
Yep.
But I mean, I will say this. I bought the PS5 version of the game.
Sure.
There is a PS4 version of the game. The main thing is that the PS4 version just looks not as nice.
Sure.
But the game essentially will run the same.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest negative towards the PS5 right now is there's no, like...
There's not a ton of games available for
there's
it.
No game built for the PS5.
Right.
Every game
No title is coming out that's like, you can only play this on this platform.
There is a game coming out for PS5 that is a PS5 game. It's called Returnal.
I'm sorry. Eternal or Returnal?
Returnal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just making sure I heard you correctly because I was like, wait, it sounded like you misspoke.
There is a PS5 game coming out, but it just doesn't look that interesting.
Interesting. Okay.
And there's going to be more games like that as it goes.
Sure.
Early days in the system's life, you're going to see that, right? You're going to see.
You absolutely see. Yeah. I mean, you always see the games that are kind of like shitty, that aren't the best.
But this
you know?
Is sort of, I would say, the negative towards the PS5 right now. Is the
there's
PS5.
No games available.
Well, not even that, but the PS5. Is not going to have a PS5 exclusive for like a
month.
Like anything that's really like, okay, for example, we talked about God of War.
Yeah.
When God of War comes out, they're going to have a PS5 version.
Sure.
And they're going to have a PS4 version, meaning that the game will never be built as good as it could have been.
Yeah, it'll never be built on that pure PS5 engine.
Right.
So the resolution will never
they
be the
same. Have to scale it down so it'll run on the PS4.
But here's the question, though. It's like, if the new console is out, why even build the game to run backwards compatible?
Well,
if the new console's available, why even bother then?
Because
you're going to assume that people are going to want to buy the new PS5 to play the new game.
Sure.
That's the whole point of generating new games for new consoles.
Right, but if you think about the market aspect of it, there's millions of people that own PS4s.
I get it.
There's a very small percentage of people that own PS5s.
But then it creates more of a demand for the supply.
Right, but if you can't get the PS5, then you can't sell the game.
I guess
right?
so. I guess like this whole year has kind of just put
a
wrench in all that.
I think what happens is that you go, okay, we've got...
I remember back when new consoles would come out, like the next iteration of a game series would be available. And you had to buy the new console to play that game because it was only available, you know, kind of going with the God of War thing or like Assassin's Creed, where it's like the next Assassin's Creed will come out and it's like, well, you have to have a PS4 to play it.
I think
I don't have a PS4. I'll have to go get a PS4 so I can play the new Assassin's Creed game.
And I think that would be fair to do if there was a PS5 on a shelf. You know what I mean?
That's
I think
fair. That where you could just go to like Best Buy and be like, I need that thing.
But
I
think
that
when it comes to the marketing side of it, you have to look at it from the business end, where you could say, I'm going to throw out random numbers because this is not.
Sure.
Let's say.
Okay, sorry to cut you off because I'm just kind of like developing this. What?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm letting you cut me off. Please continue.
Yeah, thank you. but Sony's kind of shooting themselves in the foot with this and allowing game developers to create games that are available for both to be backwards compatible for PS4 and PS5. Because you're not generating like the need to purchase this console. And I understand what you're saying as far as like more people own PS4s versus PS5s.
Right.
But you're not, why bother even buying a PS5 or trying to when the game you want is available on the console that you already have?
I would maybe agree with you.
It feels like you're kinda,
PS5s weren't being gobbled up by the second. You know, I would agree with you if maybe they weren't selling PS5s.
Sure.
If PS5s were like dead in the water, then I think Sony would have a fucking problem. But they can't keep them on hand. So I think that that's where we run into it. You're going like, Sony has no problem selling. They've sold the PS4s. Everybody's got those. They're trying to sell the PS5s. Everybody wants them. So I think that everybody wants to make that upgrade. I don't think Sony's got a problem at all. I think that what they come down to is that they're just not going to be able to optimize a game to look great.
Well,
as great as it
could. Right, and I get that. Yeah. But I'm like, you know, I'm thinking from someone who, for myself personally, who's a little bit more maybe like an economical gamer. where I'm looking at it going, okay, cool. Game of God of War comes out. I'm like, I want to play it. Either A, I can't get my hands on a PS5, or maybe I can't afford it.
Yeah.
But it's available for my PS4
right.
that I've had for like 3 years. I'm like, okay, why would I even bother
right.
trying to save and or attempt to get a PS5 if I can play it on the console I already have?
And
maybe it doesn't look quite as good
yeah.
for whatever fucking reason. Like maybe it frames a little slower than, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But is it something that I'm gonna, as maybe a casual gamer, am I going to fucking notice that?
Well,
I might not.
No, and you
so,
probably wouldn't care. You probably, if you're that kind of gamer, you probably still have a PS3,
and that, and
so
I'm
who
kinda,
cares, you know?
And I do.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing I'm getting at. It's like, yeah. what's the drive for me, you know, coming from this idea of a maybe a more casual gamer, because I am now these
right.
days, because I just don't have time.
I don't think.
Like, what's the drive for me personally to be like, well, I have to go get a PS5.
I don't
it's
think
available
they're
available on my old console. Why do I care?
No, I see what you're saying, but at the same time, Sony's going to make their money no matter what. You
sure.
know what I mean? You're,
sure.
If you're going to buy God of War, whether you buy it on the PS4 or you buy it on the PS5, you're still giving them the cash.
Sure, I get that.
You know,
yeah.
you're still
going to
buy the game
sense.
At 60, 70 bucks or whatever it's worth.
Sure.
And this is the thing. Like I said, I'm going to throw out random numbers, but like, let's say there's 80 million people who have PS4. And there's 5 million people that have PS5.
Yeah.
It makes sense on the game production side to be like, we have to sell to the 80 million.
Sure.
We have to. Yeah. We can also sell to the 5 million that have the PS5, but we got to focus on the 80, you know?
Yeah,
and I think
I
that
know.
They don't have a choice, like as a business, unless you want to see that specific game just not do as well. Like you are going into it as a solid business decision for it to not do that well.
Yeah.
Then I think then that's a business decision to say, I'm willing to not have this do as well as it fucking could.
Sure.
And I think that that's like maybe Returnal is a great example. It's made by a cool studio, but since it's PS5 only, the game's retailing at $70, which is higher than the normal.
Yeah.
They're not really proving themselves as like a, they're not really showing it as being a, like that AAA, that game that you got to get.
I see, it's like game
not,
of the year.
It's not going to be the
yeah.
the next God of War,
sure,
essentially.
Sure.
They don't have that kind of clout behind them.
Yeah.
I don't think that that game is going to be the gangbuster kind of thing that they're looking for. And I think that they're probably financially prepared to say, this game's just not going to do that great.
Yeah.
But they have to make that choice.
Right.
If they had decided to release Returnal on PS5 and on PS4, then you open up yourself to a wider audience.
Sure.
And maybe in a year, sure, when PS5 is more in
things
more households,
change a little bit,
maybe Returnal will start to show some numbers, some
right.
actual upkick. The chance of that being low, but it's possible, you know, especially in a year. Let's say there's still only like 5-6 games that are meant for PS5.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it will sell more because that's what people will go for.
Right.
I want a PS5 game. That's what I want.
Because I bought the PS5. And that was kind of like my point. It's like, why?
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Okay.
But at the same time, on the marketing end of it, you got to go, we have to adhere to the bigger audience.
Sure.
Right?
I get it.
That'd be like them releasing Avengers Endgame and be like, we're only releasing it in AMC theaters and that's it. You'd be like, exclusive, and you'd be like, well, not everybody's got AMC, right? Like, you'd be like, across the world, only AMC, you know? That would be like limiting
actually,
their audience.
No. I see your analogy, but I would actually change it and be like, it's only available on IMAX versus
sure.
regular.
Okay, yeah, so you have
like,
to go to the IMAX theater.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, you have to go to the IMAX AMC as opposed to like the regular AMC.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's kind
of so, I mean, that would be weird for Marvel to say, we're going to limit our audience by extreme amounts. That, or you would have IMAX theaters booked up for months,
sure,
you know, for people trying to catch this movie. But I mean, that's sort of what it is. Like, I think that that's where Sony sits at this moment, is they're just trying to go, hey, we have no problem selling PS5. We've already sold all the PS4s. We don't need to worry about that. And no matter how we release this next thing, people will buy it. It'll buy it on the PS4. They'll buy it on. If you have the PS5, you'll buy the PS5 version. If you have the PS4, you're going to buy the PS4
sure,
version.
I
think the really only thing it hurts is the optimization of the game itself.
Sure.
It's not going to be built from the ground up for the PS5 only, meaning that they will have to downgrade the game to make it run on PS4 and PS5 at the same time.
Yep.
So you will get a better, smoother looking game on PS5,
yep,
but it will never be as good as it could have been.
Right.
And
because
I think
they have to
yeah,
give it the opportunity
you
to
gotta
run on PS4.
You got to optimize for both.
Sure.
which is something that Cyberpunk didn't do.
Yes.
That's like,
and then that kind of
lessons learned, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. So
yeah,
how to optimize for every
and
system.
And then, like you were telling me today, like their source code being,
oh yeah, that's a whole other debacle. That the story be for CD Projekt Red and the debacle that is Cyberpunk never ends, you know. But it's just, it's an ongoing.
I really feel like that's a game that will go down in history as like the worst release and worst reception for a game that was so highly anticipated and hyped up.
You know what's,
and then it just shit the bed.
You know what's fucking crazy is that it's no matter all the negative press it got, it still sold so many copies.
I know.
They made all their money back in a day.
I know. It's almost like people were like, "Oh, I heard this game sucks. Well, I got to buy it and find out for myself." That's kind of what it sounds like.
You know what's still really wild though is the game is still not in functioning condition on the PS4 that Sony still has not reintroduced it onto the store. You can buy physical copies.
You can't
but
buy
you
digital.
Cannot buy a digital copy of Cyberpunk.
They're like, fuck this.
Because the game is still not in working order.
Oh my God.
How many months later now and it's still not a functioning thing?
And I'm like,
guys, you guys, they shot themselves in the foot. But here's the thing. They didn't do it on the sales side, but they did do it in a future tense, mm-hmm. right?
They've put such a negative mark on their own brand
a
company.
Oh.
Good luck selling a game again after this.
The next time CD Projekt Red goes, hey, we're going to come out with a game, everybody's going to be like, oof. There's going to be all those pre-orders that they had for Cyberpunk. You're going to see barely anything coming up
next. Or there's going to be some sort of weird situation where everyone's going to be like, we're going to fucking buy this game because of the disaster that was Cyberpunk. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Maybe it's some sort of weird reverse psychology marketing.
That's
I don't know.
Tough. I know for me specifically, because and again, I don't want to retread too much because I talked about how much I love The Witcher.
Yes.
And which is what made me want to go into getting Cyberpunk, because I'm like, if they can make The Witcher so great, why not make Cyberpunk?
Yeah.
But now I'm actually super hesitant. I will absolutely wait for the next game to come out. And even if it's Witcher 4, I will wait and see like, how'd the game turn out?
Because
if I don't want to even delve into any of their bullshit.
I don't want to get into any of that.
So I'm on that. I'm in that space now where I'm like, I'm not buying another product from these people until it's proven, you know? Okay. Yeah. So
I get you.
They earned it.
I understand. Like your faith in them is kind of shaken.
Yeah. And I don't
totally
know why.
Totally understand.
But that would go with any company ever,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
If you, get, you for like example, Vizio,
yeah.
never buying one of those ever again. Now well, I bought an LG, we bought an LG TV.
Yeah. But I've purchased LG in the past, and LG's always been great for me.
And
so.
that's our back and forth on that conversation was I read a lot of negative things about LG.
Yeah.
So far, I'm very pleased with this specific TV.
Yeah, I said, the only issue that I had with LG was, you know, my old plasma. And plasma is, there's a reason why they stopped making plasma,
right.
because plasma was just not a great medium.
Yeah.
And that had nothing to do with LG as a brand or that particular company. It was more of the medium that it was, because I had an LG LED that was fucking great for years, but the plasma just didn't hold up because plasma kind of just sucked in general.
Yeah.
So, but I always had great experiences with LG. And so, you know, with same thing with this, I can't remember what's the name of the company again?
What, Vizio?
No, the fucking Cyberpunk people.
Oh, CD Projekt Red.
CD Projekt Red?
CD Projekt Red.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like Polish.
So it's like, you know, somebody may be like, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that bad. And purchase the next new game. But like you as a consumer are going to be like, no, this was such a terrible experience.
Yeah.
I will never purchase from them again.
And I think
you'll never purchase Vizio again. There may be somebody out there is like, I've had 3 Vizio TVs. I love them.
Yeah. No, I've seen that before. I've seen those reviews. I'm just not one of those people.
Sure.
And I think that's different for everybody gets a different experience.
And it kind of falls into that whole, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
It's like, if you do it to me twice, it's like, enough is enough. You
yeah.
know?
So I don't know. That's, I think that goes with, you know, again, it kind of boils down to any company really.
Sure.
You know,
it's any kind of brand loyalty
you can
whatsoever.
Get fucked over by a company.
Sure.
And if you don't find their customer service or you don't find some element to sort of redeem it,
then
you don't want to go and do
unless
it again.
You're in a situation like with AT&T where we're stuck using them. That's not true.
There's that life hack with the LTE modems.
It's not the same. So.
It's not the same.
Anyway,
all right.
Anything else about video games you want to talk about besides you being a big fat cheater?
No, I think
okay,
that
cool.
you're just a sore fucking loser.
No, I think you're a big cheater. Cheater.
All right.
Cheater.
Well,
okay. So,
are we good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're good.
I think we had a great.
This is a good episode. I feel good about
this
one.
You're less complaining than last time. Yeah,
you're less long-winded lists of boring,
what
boring
the
shit.
Fuck ever.
anyway.
All right. Well, you
this
can.
Is a good St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. I've been. I love all this whiskey that
good
I'm having.
Good fucking food too. Compliments to the chef.
We had
amazing food.
An enjoyable festive dinner.
We did.
We've had some festive
it was really
drinks.
Nice. It was lovely.
All right.
We had a good time.
Thank you for listening to episode 6.
Six.
Sex, drinks, video games. You can find this.
The Irish episode.
Sure. You can find this episode and all the other episodes on rclvoice.com and all other podcast services.
Spotify. Are we on Pandora yet?
You were on all that stuff. Except for, I don't know if iHeartRadio ever approved it. But besides that.
Who uses them anyway?
I don't know.
I use Spotify.
I've never talked to anybody who said I listen to iHeartRadio.
And Pocket Casts and.
All that stuff, yeah.
All kinds of cool places.
iTunes and shit.
Yes.
But
so
you can.
Please go.
Oh, I was going to tell them that you can also email us at sdvgpodcast@gmail.com.
Have we gotten any emails?
Not that I've seen.
Oh, no.
Somebody needs
guys.
They were supposed to share sex stories with us. And they never did.
I know. No one shared any sex stories.
We have a good, unless the metrics lie,
I know.
We seem to have a good listening base.
Yes.
So thanks for listening, but also say hi sometime.
Yeah, we like to hear from you. I've gotten a lot of really good, amazing feedback from people that I know who have been listening. Shout out to all of my friends and people that I know who have been listening. We appreciate you guys.
Or if you'd be so kind, leave reviews and stuff make sure that we get a little bit of
subscribe.
If you rate it and you review it, it helps us bump us up in the world.
Sure.
So,
yeah,
if you do those things.
And thank you guys so much for listening once again. We'll be back next month for some sort of a spring, April.
We're going to shove Easter eggs up our ass.
Yes, sideways. I'm sure that's a fetish too somewhere.
Putting hard-boiled eggs in your butthole.
Yep, absolutely. Take your top off, get killed by Greg Kinnear.
Exactly.
Thank you guys again so much for listening to us. We have a great time. We enjoy doing this. And we will see you guys all next month.
Yep.
All right.
Heart to teach a tear to tear.
Good night.
Good night to you.